would actually be comical, to be fair.
I know, yeah.
ETFWorld.radio, promoting pedophilia.
Yeah, Dignitas Dunk, I don't think OD would be too happy. First I get done for being racist towards the Jews, and then it would be for promoting pedophilia.
So I did actually start recording a little while ago.
I don't mind recording, just not live.
That'll be for my private collection. Threaten you to sign up.
So no, we played TBA, Himsey's team.
Oh yeah.
We won Badlands 5-3 and Granary 3-1. If you just wanted to, like, a rundown of history of warps, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I suppose that they're not really a bad team, considering individually they're pretty awful.
It's just Himsey. It's just Himsey team, literally. Yeah. It's basically IDK, i.e. with Extrema, 260 buff. But Sticky, Himsey's better than Extrema,
in my opinion. Tell me those results. Was this your warm-up?
Yeah.
What were the results?
5-3 on Badlands, 3-1 on Granary against Himsey's team, TBA.
Yeah, Himsey's one of those players that if he... plays
in the mood, he's lethal.
But if he plays badly, he's just
he's
like gone. He just jumps and dies, jumps and dies, jumps and dies.
Anyway.
You should have seen it. I think Himsey was on like 30 plus points and you had Sturmis on 5. Good old Sturmis, always top of the board.
Bless him. Someone's got to prop the table up. Don does it for us.
Fucking Alex. Talking about being top of the scoreboard. Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to shut the hell up, man. I'm a Division 1 soldier.
Me
too.
You're really not. Do you remember that game on Freight where you tried to kill me with 6 rockets or whatever it was?
I was just there, National Pride was getting too much for me. The thought of all these Irish eyes watching.
Anyway, let's start. Before we do though, we usually have one person watching each team just to comment on stuff. So, we're all watching the game, but especially one team. Okay. So, Dunk, do you want to take TCM? Just because it'd be lols.
Really.
Okay, you
okay.
take.
Yeah, I'll take TCM.
Okay, be fair and balanced, but just if they're, what they're doing, what they're doing right and wrong in a constructive manner.
I'm always constructive as well.
And then I'm
next, you're
going to
use the word professional, and then you've really got me bang on.
and then add if you do TLR, if that's okay.
Ads, have you ever played TF2 before? Make sure X-Man says them, by the way.
Says what, sorry? What, on the server?
Make sure X-Man's listening to the podcast, yeah.
I think he's working to let me
show.
Oh,
useless.
Anyway.
I know he's away, but I don't know if he's there.
Let's go live. I'm going to go live.
I'll tell you what, actually, I know he's not there. Okay, I'll shut up now. Anyway, best of luck with your cast.
Yeah, you as well, buddy.
See ya, cheers.
Good evening, madam. Welcome all to ETF2L Radio's casting of the ESH Asus Cup Final, Battle of Britain. As many anagrams as you can get into a cup name final. I am proud to be with... Well, actually, I'm going to stop that right there. I'm not proud to be... I am joined... by two well-known figures within the TF2 community, love them or hate them. I am, of course, talking about none other than Dignitas Dunk, and as of at the moment, currently unteamed, but looking, I think, James, TF2, Cadred Head Honcho, McDonald, Admirable McDonald. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello there. You know nobody hates me, man.
Thanks for that epic intro, by the way. That was really
it's
good.
Fine.
Love them or hate them, only applied to Dunk. Everybody fucking loves me, man.
Yeah, I got my head in my hands, man. You know that thing I said about we try and keep the cast professional, don't swear.
Did he just swear already?
Yeah, he's already...
Oh, Admirable, come on, man.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I apologise, listeners. This is not the standard you should have come to expect from us. But we will get better.
Don't worry, I'll behave, I promise.
Yeah. Before we kick off, ETF2L.radio for shoutouts. We will be doing shoutouts, of course. The teams should be going, getting ready fairly soon to start. We just have Byte on the server talking to us. Guys, what are your thoughts? We'll start with you, Dunk. What are you thinking? How's this going to go down?
Well, TLR played very well against us yesterday, but it seems to be that case whereby they just play very well against us. I don't know if it's a style clash or something, but I think they'll have a significant more difficulty playing against TCM. TCM are on cracking form, especially if Numlock's in there to actually work, and he's such a kind of powerhouse demo man. Unfortunately, as much as I'd like to say, I think TLR will win. I think it'll be a 2-0 to TCM.
Interesting. Anrabo, your thoughts?
What's the question?
Oh my life. I hope you're joking. Who do you think is going to win?
TLR, man. All the way. I just love to back the underdog.
Okay, interesting. Well, Bite told me just before we went live that TCM's warm-up versus, was it the new IDK Pink side?
No, they were playing against Himsey's new team, TBA.
Oh, that's it. And they won fairly convincingly, 5-3 on Badlands and 3-1 on Granary overall. So, decent warm-up. They are, as Dunk said, very good point that they are in very good form.
I've heard they're a cracking online team.
And God loves a trier, so they'll be at the next LAN, you can bet.
I wonder if Horner will have another car crash before the next LAN.
That is not something we condone, joking about car accidents, just for our users to know that.
Surely, what's the matter with that?
Slight funny point. I've just been informed by Jimmy Breeze that he could have casted tonight because his event at work is a total dud, so he had to come home anyway. Which is a shame, but I'm stuck with Dunk and Admirable.
But just get life, kick ads off and get fair. Jimmy Breeze. This Jimmy Breeze can answer questions, for God's sake.
doesn't swear.
Yes.
Those of you who've joined the server and are looking at the teams and wondering what the heck is going on, this is just a warm-up, and we will be kicking off with the real game shortly if you press tab and are observant. You'll notice there are a few of the players in spec, so they'll be joining as soon as this game finishes, and there's just 4 minutes left. Noticeably propping up the table, as you so elegantly put it, Dunk.
Mr. Dawn. Oh, yeah. To be fair, he is playing scout, though.
Would you say he's all aim, no brain?
Dawn?
Mm-hmm.
No, not the slightest. He's just... I think he's kind of got it into his head since playing for Dignitas that his role is specifically to play the aggressive soldier, and every top team now knows, wait until Dawn pushes, kill Dawn, then it's 5v6. He's got a great brain. He's one of the best callers that I've ever played with when he's on form. It's just a bit of a motivation thing for Dawn, I think.
Interesting. So, slight insight perhaps there into the future of Dignitas.
Something like that.
If I want to be... trying to force some rumours around the place. What are the maps tonight? It's Badlands and Granary, isn't it?
No way.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, well, the teams are leaving. There we go. Admirable comes to the rescue 5 seconds later.
Yeah, 20 minutes later.
Are you lagging or something?
No, he's just Irish.
Just slow in the brain, man, you know? slightly retarded.
Just you're like sleepy from the Seven Dwarfs. Anyway, we have got a shout out. Shout out to Uber Homer for using all of Luxembourg's bandwidth to watch and listen to this game. That's from Sick Lizard. Poor Luxembourg. I'm sure Numlocked could empathise. The teams are joining. Oh, we've done the predictions, so now it's kind of just, well, what do we talk about? It's rare that we ever actually start with enough time to talk.
Have you had a haircut?
Our radio. I have, actually, yeah.
Does it look nice?
I think so.
Thanks.
I've been styling it a little differently, which I find quite refreshing.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Oh, well, one topic of conversation that we could broach possibly would be Max. I hear a bit of a Max fan, Davy boy.
I am, yeah.
That's bad luck.
Well, I would disagree.
Let's not have this conversation online, because I'm going to make you look like a moron.
Well, you would think, but yeah, it's you.
Have I got time to go and make myself a curry?
An entire curry?
Well, I'm not going to make like a quart of curry.
If you mean by make a curry, like put a phone call in for a home delivery, then maybe.
Oh,
but...
No, I meant like frying pan, all that jazz. One of us says bottled sauces.
Well, I would say no, because we are loading the map, to be honest. And I prefer not to be stuck with Admirable 10 seconds behind everything I say.
I appreciate that, David.
Okay. Yeah, but you've kind of earned it yourself, to be fair. It's not like an unwarranted statement.
One thing's for sure, this cast is going to be amusing, I think. I get that feeling already. We've got a couple more shout-outs in. Dunk, one for you. Shout-out to Dunk for being the sexiest Geordie ever.
Who's that?
Brozel. Brozel. Sounds German. You've got a German fanboy.
No idea who that is. I'm sorry, but I love you anyway.
I would have thought Alan Shearer would have taken that title.
Well, yeah, I'll let him have it. Well, he gets all the time, though, doesn't he? Maybe he can just have a day off and I'll be the best Geordie today.
Fair enough. Well, there's not long of the day left, so perhaps you better hit the town after and make use of it.
So you think that fucking Alan Shearer and Duncan Wright are hotter than Cheryl Cole? Sexist, Geordie, all right.
That's true.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Cheryl Cole, I wouldn't even touch that. I'd have to, like, gag her or something first.
If I could print off a poster and stick it above your monitor, it would say ETF2L Radio is a family-friendly show.
I didn't use a single swear word. All I used was insinuation. If there's children that understand what I'm saying, then they should probably be, you know, their parents should probably be put in prison. That's all I'm saying.
Lock them up and throw away the key. You heard the man.
Exactly.
An executioner. Dunk the Predator would like all parents to be locked up so that kids are left alone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who's
if we're talking
who's
about
now,
insinuations.
Son.
Joking.
Disgusting.
Yes, we've got a shout-out to my main man, TCM Evil. That's from Plumbed of Twisted Play fame. Shout-out to the Duracell Bunny from Linus. And Aatrox says shout-out to Dunk FTM. I don't know what FTM stands for. I've heard of FTW or FTL. Perhaps for the man? Dunk for the man?
Yeah, that must be
it. Oh, FTM stands for F the Mags, which I'm presuming are the Magpies, which is the nickname for Newcastle, isn't it?
What? Is he slagging off my team on ETF on the radio?
He could be. Players for TCM and 5 players for TLR. Is Flix is part of TLR, isn't he?
He played instead of Ronnie yesterday, so maybe he is playing.
He's for another week or something, I think.
It's a shame actually, because Ronnie is like a very, very underrated medic. I think he's been fantastic. Like, I've played with him kind of ever since, like, what was it? What team did I used to play for? Fight Club, United Kingdom, or whatever. He used to play for Rats back then, and
Ronnie
was
an absolute legend. Yeah, I remember Ronnie. I've just been informed that he's a sub because Ronnie is on vacation.
Right.
So that explains that.
I don't know if Flix makes a huge difference. I just think that that Ronnie's more solid. Ronnie just does not seem to make mistakes, to be honest.
Well, I mean, for any team, having a new medic in on a game like this, a final, is going to be tricky.
They did have a warm-up with it yesterday, and I know that they've played a couple of games today as well, so they shouldn't be too bad.
It's just the small things that might possibly
provide
make
them with
the
a good
difference.
Excuse if they lose.
An interesting view into Dunk's psyche there. we are on Badlands, which we'll be kicking off shortly. I'm not quite sure what we're waiting for. I think the teams are just doing a bit of DM.
No, Brock's probably ringing his internet service provider.
Or perhaps Skinny's having a smoke. Those seem to be the standard excuses that get wheeled out. What are your predictions? Admirable, I know you'll hear this in about a minute, but what are your predictions for this map, Badlands?
TLR are going to shut shit down. Just like they did the Dignitas, man, you know? It's just same shit all over again.
You are the absolute definition of professionalism, honestly.
Oh, sugar. Fiddlesticks.
No, he doesn't know who the girl next door is. I'd like to know, though. It better not be who I think it is, because that's absolutely disgusting.
I'd rather not know what's going on there, to be honest. Vikron talking about tweeting with Byte. Sounds very celebrity-like.
Oh, Numlock looks like he's in a bit of a bad mood.
Oh, interesting. Do you reckon he'll play even more aggressive if he's annoyed?
Well, if he goes emo or gets angry, that's exactly what he does. Yeah, he puts a sticky on the ground and just goes huge.
Goes wee. That's also an interesting comment from Numlocked. And raises more questions about Twisted Play. Hopefully. I'm just going to check whether they've started. And don't tell me they've all signed out of Steam.
Yeah, they probably will have, because TLR thought that they were having some DOS problems yesterday.
I think they will have started now. So we should be starting very shortly. And yeah, we're kicking off the ESH Asus Battle of Britain Finals on Badlands. It should be a really good game.
So, Dave, can you tell me, do you have any opinions about what's going to happen, or do you just ask everyone else what the fuck they think?
Well, the whole point of me having... You really are an awkward customer. The whole point of me having guests is to let other people express their opinions on what will happen.
Do you think about going into politics, big man? Dodging these questions, you know, just want to know who you think's going to win.
I personally think TCM are going to win. I think they have looked very strong.
Who do you want to win?
Ooh, I don't know. TCM did just win, what's it called? The other one. Yeah, they won something.
They won the Ubercharge.
I meant to say that because they didn't win that, that it would be kind of nice for them to win something. Anyway, we are starting now.
I think one to watch on Badlands CP3 is Thai, because in my experience, Thai is either very good at CP3 or dies far too easily. And if he does die, it's essentially CP3 lost.
Indeed. Well, Damoman here very early. Scouts protecting them as usual. Looks like TLR have got their heavies there fraction earlier, but now we see the soldiers of TCM jumping up very nicely coordinated.
That's Numlocked down.
But Numlocked, Haunter, and Coins down, so all the heavies down for TCM, and they've just got their scouts stuck underneath trying to fight on that under that bridge. And so the first round of mid goes straight to TLR. Great start for them, exactly what they would have wanted. Importantly though, Byte stayed alive, so he is going to be able to fall back inside his base, just gather up with his heavies, make sure he gets Uber, because he's only on 75% at the moment. Flix actually does have it. Numlock's trying to put up a defense. He's Byte. Very, very low. Byte's quite... Byte's down. Byte goes down. Nice work from Marco there, who is, of course, MVP. And it really looks like TCM pretty uncoordinated at the moment. Players going in individually and just dying. So, a bit unfortunate that for them, but they need to brush up. Dunk, I mean, I think, as you would say, having played them a lot, their first rounds TCM often aren't their best, are they?
No, absolutely not. They do take a bit of warming up. They're quite a reactive team, so they'll get used to the opposition and try to counter their tactics rather than kind of using their own tactics.
Indeed. Well, as you would expect, when a team's got Uber pushing last, they are going to cap it. And so the first round of this this final goes to TLR in a pretty quick time, minute and a half there. Very, very nice. Exactly the start they would want. Anrabor, you were watching that last mid. Anything you spotted of interest?
It's very predictable, TCM, man. That's their standard rollout. Two soldiers from the canyon, and TLR just weed it on the train and roll them.
Well, TCM have changed it this time. Coins jumping from the house, but that's Coins and Xerox down. TCM have gone a bit more aggressive on this point, but they're getting forced back now by some nice spam. Soldier going in aggressive, he's trying to do some damage. He does do some damage on Marco, who is, of course, MVP, who manages just about to fall back, and gear goes down instead. So TCM going to take this point. They've got everyone alive, and Byte's just got Uber. They just need to get the cap on this point now. Important that they do to try and just delay those spawns for TLR as much as possible. But they are going to go straight on to Spire. I would expect TLR though, to put up a reasonable defence of this, at least try and perhaps force the Uber. Byte's pushing onto that stone bridge, and TLR sitting back in that back left hand corner, just edging into spawn. I'm not going aggressive on the enemy demo. Thigh almost goes down there, gets saved by the Uber. Nice work there from Flix. And Byte counter Ubers. TCM having to try and pick up as many frags as possible. Xerox gets one on Thigh, that's important. And now TCM are falling back a bit. TLR are playing quite aggressive. and Bash goes down trying to force the TCM guys back. But now TLR have to be careful they don't get caught out here. They've lost their demo man, so they need to make sure they don't lose any more, or else they'd struggle to defend last if TCM turn up the pressure. Scout very low, and he goes down, Viquin down there for TLR. And now Numlock's pushing aggressively onto that trash area, trying to do some damage. He goes down, good work from Gear. And TCM taking a while to capture this point, but they are going to do it eventually. Thai going up, goes aggressive. He's already got stickies up on that point, recapping. And Haunter goes down. Soldier couldn't quite manage to get up there and block it. So TCM falling back. The Soldier goes down, and it's just the Scouts now. Bites Hat to Uber. Good spot there, Dunk. And now we've got Scout looking to possibly push TLR. He doesn't in the end. Thai's got to be careful. He doesn't go down here on that left-hand side. He's got a Scout chasing him. He needs some backup, and he does go down. Good work from Xerox, his trusty pistol aim. And it looks like TLR are going to recap this Spire. There is a Scout behind, so they'll have to be careful. But there he goes, Xerox down. Nice work by Viquin and Bash. So we are stuck.
Numlock sent up a devious sticky trap there under the bridge at 3.
Is he? Interesting. Well, Skinny goes down after going aggressive onto the Spire. Got TLR pushing more aggressively now. They're forcing TCM back around that choke, back to the safety of middle. Scout pistol and TLR are pushing in anyway, dodging those pipes. And Bash goes down to a rolling nade, actually. So they're one down.
Num's pipes got Num's stickies got spotted there.
Did they? Unfortunate.
I know for a fact that MVP's been.
Medic down. Xerox comes in, takes down the medic with Uber, and now Numlock has got a free Uber to try and kill as much as possible. He does some damage to one, and now Haunter's coming in doing what Numlock couldn't, and takes down MVP and Gear. So both soldiers down for TLR. And just the scouts and demo up, so TCM immediately looking to do a load of damage. Viquin came behind
nice
there.
Oh, nice thigh. Bites
nice.
Down.
Very, very nice there from Thai. If you didn't spot that, he just came in behind. Large sticky jump and managed to take bite out when perhaps TCM were being a bit too confident, having just had that full Uber in use. And now we've got a scout skinny up on that point with Numlocked. They're going to try and cap. Nice stickies from Numlocked. And they take down MVP. TCM get this cap. Three down for our TLR. All up for TCM. And Bites just started to charge Uber. Flix has a small advantage, but not much. And
I think TCM will probably try and push it here a little bit anyway. Knowing that Flix has got the advantage, I wouldn't be surprised if they all just try to get in there and put a bit of damage on them.
Indeed, yeah. That's definitely their sort of style of play to keep the opponent under pressure. But they have wicked out two heavies here. Viquin and Bash, both the scouts, are playing heavy. So the only downside with that is that if TLR put up a really solid defence, which you'd expect them to with two heavies, they can't counter so quickly without any scouts. So TCM want to try and get this push right. They'll have to focus on getting those heavies down quickly, because otherwise some of their utility players won't be able to get in and do any damage. But TLR looking fairly strong.
Oh, that's got Naruba.
Numlock down, yeah, that's really important kill there by Thai, who's having a pretty good game so far. It's going to significantly slow down TCM, who are retreating back onto the balcony. And now TLR sensing that they can push a bit with two heavies on last while they were edging forward. They're holding back a bit now. And Thai's putting one or two stickies up. But TCM are aware of that. They're switched to the right-hand side now. TCM going to come in from this bottom right. Looks like TLR haven't spotted it yet. They've got a heavy with Natasha, Bash on the right-hand side, who's sitting in spawn, putting some damage on. And now it looks like TCM again are going to change where they come in from. Going to come in the regular... Numox going bottom, his soldiers going top. They need to be careful they coordinate that. Just waiting for those rolling nades to get out of the way. Now they're going to push top, I'd imagine. They're wasting quite a lot of time here. Perhaps just looking for the pick, maybe, would you say?
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's two heavies, you kind of have to, really. If you can't get one of those heavies down before you push, it's going to be very difficult, Uber versus Uber.
Definitely. Well, perhaps we might see a suicide then and a fast change, maybe Xerox to Sniper, or Skinny if he's having
I think if that was the case, then they probably would have done it already, yeah. So it looks like they're
going
they're
in now.
Haunter's
gone in with Uber. Counter Uber's come in now from Flix, and no damage done at all, really. Just the Uber's exchange. These teams far too good to simply commit easy mistakes. But Thai comes in from the side, gets the kill on Haunter. Nobody from TCM was really aware of that, and he's gone down. So TLR have the advantage, and TCM have got to rethink how they attack this final point. They're still sitting up top with Numlocked. Scouts are putting some pressure on the right-hand side, but TLR looking very solid, Admirable, would you say?
Yeah, they're just not going to give up. They're not going to give any cheap kills. Like, Hunter is probably the only guy who's going
to
die.
Hunter's gone sniper now. That's something to look out for. He likes to hide around the corner on the main and just peek out and try and get a body shot or a quick headshot on the medic if he's
interesting. Back. Well, Vyquin is sitting on the point. He has been buffed, but he is... Here we go. There's the sniper. Vyquin spots him and he moves out of the way. We've got Gear who took a shot there. Now Numenok's going to try and use that position to get some aggressive stickies, but just as he does, Coins goes down. And now Vyquin's going more aggressive on the stairs. Numenok sensing he's got to do something. He's going for Vyquin. He's almost there, but Skinny down too. So just
MVP
as Numenok
really saved his ass there.
Really, really nice work from MVP. Good teamwork we're getting from TLR at the moment. They're sitting up top out of the way of that sniper now, and Haunter's really lost to do anything. He gets a headshot there on Thigh. Nice work, but Gear gets him down anyway. Gear very, very low. If he can get picked, TCM might have a way in, but he's not. He's getting heals.
See, the problem here for TLR is that even though they're defending quite well and it's quite difficult for TCM to break, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to push out at all. No scouts. So they've had now 3-4 opportunities. I think they've had that they've killed an important class and then not been able to push out because of it. I mean, like, how do they expect this to work? Do they expect TCM to come in and die 6-0 and then the push or what? It's always going to be...
Well, perhaps they're thinking of doing what is a very, very rare occurrence in TF2 and holding out. They've got 6 minutes
going
left.
Going for the stalemate.
Going for the stalemate.
This is old school TCM tactics, this is.
It is. Well, the Uber's coming in from bottom. We've got a soldier jumping up top, forces the Uber. Coin's forcing Uber nice and early there. Now we've got the counter Uber from TLR. Heavy's just staying by the point. They know they don't want to commit too much. Thigh gets another kill on Haunter, pushing from that top left.
Thigh's pretty weak, top right.
And Gear goes down, so it's one apiece here. Massive respawn for Gear. He's on 21 seconds, so TLR have to be careful. Now we've got Coins pushing in aggressively on the top left. He's doing quite a lot of damage. Almost gets a soldier, but Marco getting heals will not go down too easily. Scout on the left is going to go down too, so two down for TCM, and now TLR really, really need to push. If they want to grab this game and take it to TCM, get a second round on the board, then they need to learn how they can push out, really, because Haunt has changed to heavy now. They're just going to stay.
Boys,
Germans setting up their defences. and they are looking very, very solid at the moment. 5 minutes left. That push killed off another minute. And Flix has got Uber. Bite's got Uber now as well. So we should see another push in. This time with Haunter as heavy, though. So it'll be interesting to watch. We've still got a sniper as well. Xerox has tied his hand with the sniper rifle now. But he hasn't managed to get a pick. He's being protected by Skinny. And we've got a similar setup. Looks like TCM are going to go in the right-hand side, though. TCM coming bottom right. They've Ubered in early, and they're coming round. Vyquin's going to get caught off behind the point. He does get saved, though, by Flix. Good work from
very
him.
Early
and
Uber.
Finally, TCM get a kill. Oh. Bash and Gear down. Nice work. So now TCM have a chance. They've got
and
a scout behind the point.
Well.
And they've got the height advantage. Now Haunter comes in, raining damage, gets one kill, gets back up from Numlocked, and this is going to go to TCM. Nice work from Numlocked in the end, forcing the medic off the point.
I think that's one of the main reasons that I try not to play that kind of defensive tactic, because there literally was 4 or 5 opportunities where TLR could have pushed and possibly try to retake CP2 or even at least push TCM back to bridge or back to choke, but instead they just let them kind of keep applying the pressure.
Definitely. And so now we are one apiece with 18 minutes left. Scout's going quite aggressive for TLR and... fairly even at the moment. First kill goes to MVP, who gets one on his opposite number, Coins there. So TCM with the edge. They've got a second soldier, Gear, jumping in aggressively, forcing TLR, TCM back.
That's
Haunter down. Scout came in behind Xerox again, trying
nice
to get another
lads.
Kill on the middle. Animal. Num's
got some hidden stickies at the... he's blown them now. Didn't get any kills.
Unfortunate. TLR roll around choke, regardless of Numlock's attempts to hold them up. And so they should be pushing this point. We've got TCM on that side. Bash going down. And Bite going down with Uber. Thigh getting his second Uber kill. Really nice work from him. So now TCM have got to do something special if they want to try and hold this. It was Bite did have Uber. Definitely did have Uber. I heard the sound. So TLR going to get this cap. Now TCM need to be careful that they try and get back here. They have, however, got their scouts on the point. And TLR in all that fray managed to go down. Scout on last, though. Manages to get... Oh, sorry, not Scout. It was Thigh.
Yeah,
very quick round. Thigh having an absolute blinder of a game at the moment. Taking down the medic. Taking off enemy soldiers. Very, very nice work from him. So, yeah, perhaps a contender already for Man of the Map, would you say?
Possibly. He is having a good game, but a lot of his kills on that defense came from sticky traps. Numlock's gone bulk this time, which is a bit interesting. I think he must have felt a bit threatened on that last CP3. He did drop back to choke very early on.
Yeah. Definitely. Fairly even at the moment. No frags yet, but a lot of TLR are low. Now Haunter and Coins, Xerox and Skinny go down. Kills from four different TLR players, not just one. So it's clear that each of the team is really pulling their weight. They're all low, but they're all doing their job. So Byte, again, does manage to get out, but with very low Uber, he's not charging quickly at all. He's only on 75% compared to Flix, who's had Uber for a couple of seconds already. So all of TCM spawn, but TLR are going to get this cap. Viquin going down in the process. And just to give you an indication of kills, Marco, MVP leading with 13, closely followed by Thai again on 13. Then Skinny on 11, but Viquin and Gear carrying the TCM flag forward. So TCM leading on frags after just under 15 minutes. TCM
TCM have been a close defence here. Yeah, this is
Dignitas defence. However, they've Ubered in anyway, and they've got players on point. 3-1.
That's how you beat that.
Very, very nice. Admirable, you must have seen that, but it's a simple switcheroony. Just kind of get around your enemy when they're not looking. And it worked, didn't it?
They're doing it all wrong, man. That's not you, the close defense.
Yeah,
fucking idiots.
You would know an expert on the close defense.
Yes. So we are back 3-1, 15 minutes left. Another quick round for TLR.
Ooh, TLR lost point presence straight away there, yeah.
Definitely, and it looks like TCM are going to just go far more aggressive.
Down,
definitely.
No.
Haunter, Skinny, and Numlock's getting frags there, and exactly the reply they need. Somebody in Steam, DJC actually, saying Numlock lagged. I didn't see that myself, but it didn't seem to harm them. In fact, it helped them. So TCM are going to get this cap, no problem. Byte's got Uber. And we've still got three down for TLR, who are just about to spawn.
Yeah, so TCM are pushing straight away to try and avoid the two Uber strat, I think. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, Numlock goes down.
Oh,
good coordination from MVP and Gear. Both working together. Haunter goes down too. Now TLR have Ubered. Coins goes down as a
They've
third.
They've only got three live TCM, so they really need to push out and force that Uber on Spire. And if they can, then they can hold CP1. But if Byte keeps that Uber for any length of time, then they're going to have problems.
Definitely. Well, I mean, one thought that went through my mind was, why don't they try and do what TLR did to them last round? Anyway, Thai going aggressive on Byte. Does manage to get him. Well played to Thai.
It is now 2v5.
So with a heavy on last, Bash is a heavy. TCM are going to try and put some pressure on. He's got a medic, and I would expect if he doesn't go down within the next
Numlock's
second.
Oh, weak, very weak. 2 HP on Numlock there.
Coins comes in, scout on the point, and he gets back up from Haunter, who doesn't quite manage to kill the scout who was with him.
Oh, an excellent kill on Numlock there by Vicken.
Very, very good.
Well played by TLR. What a cracking defense that was. 5v2 there. TCM really should have dominated there.
Viquin picked up two, Gear got one, so really, really important frags. And now TLR, unlike the second round, are pushing straight back out. Got a kill on Byte, important kill for him because their medic was down too, and it gives them about an 8-second advantage as Flix has started charging as soon as he's left at the spawn. So they will have a bit of an advantage, and because of that cap, Byte gets delayed his spawn even more, adds about 2-3 seconds on. So frustration for him, he's being picked off by Thai, who's just having a very, very good game. And now TLR can go on the attack. 3-1 up with 13 minutes left. They're looking fairly strong at the moment and not what many people would have predicted according to the ETF2L poll. Scout coming in behind for TLR. Viquin there managed to get himself into a bit of a ninja position. Took Byte down to about 2/3 health, but he does go down.
You see, I think in that position, really, Rickon's really not done them any favours there.
No,
what has he achieved from that? He wasn't
going
to get a medic kill, so.
Soldier going aggressive.
That's
there.
An excellent
Haunter.
Shot by you. I think that was
very, very good. And Byte goes down too. Thai with some stickies.
I thought
Numlock would have spotted, that the soldiers would have spotted, because they weren't hidden really at all. They were just on the house. But it appears sometimes the simple ones are the best. So now four down for TCM. Numlocked is very, very low as well. Although having said that, nice work from Xerox to force the Uber. So Flix down back to regular. He's got a charge from nothing, but TLR get the middle point. So
something that's interesting to watch here is that it's 6v3, but TCM are defending very close. This could leave Byte vulnerable here.
Indeed. Although having said that, Numlock seems to be carrying.
Yeah,
Skinny gets one too.
Nice important kills there.
Soldier's gone up hugely high there behind. Sorry, that was a demo man.
Oh, dear.
And Fire goes down. Gear goes down. And, yeah. Apparently, TCM do better to ignore Dunk's words of Sage Wisdom and hold close.
3v6.
So, Admirable, you were charged with the responsibility of watching TLR. That was a bit of a mistake, but on the whole, they're playing fairly well, would you say? Good teamwork. Who's really shining at the moment for TLR?
I like MVP. He always
is that just a general
makes very few mistakes, and he's got a nice beard. I'd like to stroke it.
Marco's top fragging, I think, at the moment. He really is playing the big game, as it were.
Yeah, he's on 20 frags, Skinny on 19.
Now, yeah.
So he's doing very well. TCM are going to get this cap, and I just heard the sounds of an Uber pop.
Yeah, they've used Uber
already
there.
And so TCM used the Uber. They are going to push on regardless, and them lot's getting lots of heals from his medic there. Trying to do some pressure. He's got one trapped. He's forced the Uber now. Flix has Ubered, and there's a scout for TCM in behind, just trying to cause some problems. He eventually goes down, Xerox goes down, but not before the rest of TCM pours in, and this is going to go to TCM. We are going to go to 3-2. 10 minutes left, we have a game still, which is a nice prospect, because as much as it would be interesting for TLR to go away and win this first map for us spectators, it's always nice to have things close. So with 10 minutes, 40 seconds left, we are 3-2 in favour of TLR. TCM, that last round, were much more dominant on mid. So it would be interesting to see again if they try and employ those tactics that they did against Dignitas in the U-Charge final. When they just go all out aggressive, it does seem to work very, very well against the best of opponents. So let's see if they do it again. Looks like they're more obsessed with their own backyard at the moment, as their soldiers jumped and then had to sort of airstrafe around because they heard there were people behind them. And that's given TLR a chance to push
Flix
forward.
Flix has taken some damage there, though, I think, off Numlock. Yeah. Oh,
he's took a bit.
Scout behind on Bite. Numlock got his bottle out.
Oh, Numlock going down. Bite, though, saves the day with his needle frags, and he's on 85% Uber. He's got a soldier above him. He's running around the point.
What's
he's doing them.
Doing?
Ringing around, and he's going underneath. Is he going to try and head to forward spawn? No, he's being juggled. Eventually goes down, and then Xerox comes in and forces the Uber. So a bit of a redeeming feature there from Xerox to force TLR to go back after using that Uber. And TCM get a bit of a chance to regroup, even though their medic's gone down.
Xerox is under the bridge at 3, getting chased by a soldier and a scout, but he's down.
So TLR just doing the basics there, cleaning up any enemy players behind them. TCM sitting much further back this time. Bite has spawned, he's with Numlocked and Coins on that left-hand side. Sorry, Haunter on that left-hand side. And TLR pushing forward, slowly but surely, just putting some spam on those pipes. Take Bite, I'm quite low actually. He's taking quite a lot of damage, and he's going to go back for health, which if TLR push now, well, TCM aren't in the perfect structure. They are taking things slowly, though. There's a soldier underneath Thigh, if you can get him. Thigh does help, and Bash and Viquin combine to get two. Marco comes in and gets a third, so that's lots down for TCM. Both scouts and both heavies. Only Numlock and Bite alive.
Well, no.
And now Numlock goes down. Just Bite. He's retreating on that right-hand side. Does get another frag on Bash, so Bash not having much luck killing the medics this evening. But with Flix with Uber and a scout capping that, they can push straight on and cap this point. Bite has got his team back, and if TLR don't push quickly, then Bite will get the Uber. Looks like they're coming up top. Heavies are going down to the right. Flix has got other ideas. He's catching on now, and Bite's on 90% Uber. It's very, very close here.
Yeah,
he can get it. Uber's triggered. He's going to get it. He does save Uber straight away to save Numlocked. So both teams Ubered. Flix is going to go down here. Nice work from Coins. And Haunter's got one too. So TLR on the back foot. Bash and MVP very low as well. They need to be careful. There we go. MVP going down and Bash going down. Both trying to get that health pack in lobby. And TCM wise to that. We got a soldier gear here. Caught Haunter off guard there just by standing outside that front door.
Oh,
but
bye.
Thigh... Wow, I didn't
Bite was on
see.
1 HP there, just caught a roller. It was dying Numlocked against Bite, and Bite tried to save Numlocked. Numlocked died at the roller. Bite very, very nearly died at the roller.
Well, TLR, unfortunately, have to fall back, and TCM get a chance to recap that spire. They are pushing forward now. They're pushing through the house, really. Scouts putting pressure on the enemy players. Flix goes down. Coins coming in with the flank, gets the kill, and now TCM just got to make sure that they don't lose any players. That said, Xerox goes down and they're being forced back. Coins goes down too as Gear pushes in and puts pressure on, but Numbnot comes in behind in that house.
Nice. Oh, Bite! Oh, nice Thigh. What a play that was. Bite walked out of resub, not realizing that Thigh was had come round and flanked. I put a couple of stickies down and Bite walked on him.
Well, very, very nice play. Three alive now for TCM, but two only just spawned, and we are going to get Viquin up onto that point, starting to cap. There is a Scout around. I just spotted him. Yep, Scout Skinny halfway up. He's got his Xerox partner as well.
Both of them.
They're both going to take down Viquin. Nice teamwork from them, and with a backup from Coins onto that point, TCM can hold it for at least a couple of seconds. Bite has got there now, but TLR are buffed, or at least they were a second ago. They've taken a bit of damage, and they can push. Bash goes down. Xerox down, so they are going to fall back. Numbnot putting some aggressive stickies, and general spam from TCM forces TLR backwards. What do you think TLR need to do, Admirable, in these sort of last 6 minutes to hold on to this lead? Do they need to just try and hold it, or do they, as they say, aggression is the best form of defence? What's your opinion?
Well, TCM were just sitting back, so I think they should give them a taste of their own medicine. Play like pussies, go for that fucking one-round win.
Interesting. Well, as we hit the six-minute mark, Flix has Uber, Bite's on 80%. Thigh going in aggressive, gets Bite. Really standing. Nice play. Thigh is absolutely on fire.
He really
if
is.
He's not dominating Bite. I don't know who he should be dominating, because he has absolutely been a nightmare for Bite this evening.
The thing is, well, you can tell with Bite that he's feeling very vulnerable, because he's had the needles out an awful lot this game. Every time he's been in a vulnerable position, instead of healing the soldiers and trusting the soldiers, he's been getting the needle gun out and trying to do the damage himself.
And that's always a big indicator of whether your medic feels confident and comfortable playing with his team. Either way, Xerox forces the Uber, so Flix is back down to 16%. Thigh very low as well.
That's Numlock
Bash
down.
Goes down. But Numnocked in return, so Bite does have a slight Uber advantage to try and defend this point. He needs every advantage he can get, really, at the moment. But TLR confident just to sit up top there, look to get that fourth round, really, and put this game beyond any doubt. Xerox, though, and Skinny flanking, get Gear by surprise, and now TLR are going to have to fall back. They'd be stupid not to, really, and TCM are advancing, sensing an opportunity. They've got a Scout on this point. Skinny's coming in to provide backup. On the ground, Xerox does get taken down. Now TLR have got a bit of a problem. They need to defend this point, but they also need to defend the advancing TCM heavies. Well, TCM make that life their lives easier and fall back. So TLR now just with the Uber look to push in fairly soon. They're just coming in that main door, but Bash goes down and Viquin, so Scout's down. They've got to be careful of a flank here, and that's exactly what's happening. Just as I say that, Scout's coming behind, but Gear is there to clean off that backcap attempt. But while that was happening, MVP went down. So TCM here with a chance to push. Numlock coming in aggressive, trying to do what Thigh's been doing so well. And he forces the Uber. He's now up on Spire, raining damage down. Haunter goes down too.
Oh, it's an excellent catch by Fix there, otherwise. Thigh
very, very nice, yeah. And Numlock sitting up top. He's very,
very
low.
Great save, Biker. Great save. And Bites those needles out again. Bites down.
Two kills in one nade there. I don't know if you saw that, but he managed to get Numlock and Bite. And now it's really got to be TLR's round. If they don't get this, they're throwing it away. Coins goes down, MVP down too, and now they've got to get stickies on. There is a Spy who joined just for the fun of it, but 4-2 now. For 3 minutes 35 left. Well, I mean, if TCM absolutely blitzkrieged it, they might get two very, very quick rounds.
To be fair, this is where TCM actually at the most dangerous as well. If they go all out aggressive here, TLR will be sitting back a bit trying to play defensive, and this is where TCM can really steamroll.
Numlock there much, much earlier than his counterpart, actually, who's elected to go onto the balcony. So Thigh perhaps trying to play it a bit more safe, not throw any leads away, and TCM already getting some presence on the point. TLR have just got out of the house. Soldier going aggressive onto Flix. He's not got him. Haunter couldn't quite get him, and Xerox down too, but it's not going to matter because TCM have got enough of their players on point. That's it, Viquin comes in. Coins and Bite down. Really, really nice play from Viquin. And they are going to get the recap straight away, exactly what TLR wanted to do. And we see our first ace of the game on mid. TLR take everyone down. And so,
some excellent by TLR there. One thing TLR, I've noticed, do very, very well, and they did this against us yesterday and against CCM tonight, is they play passive very well. They don't actually often go aggressive particularly. They'll quite often just sit with 300 HP soldiers at the back of their train on CP3. And it's a very effective tactic, I think, especially against teams like Dignitas and, I suppose, TCM when they're trying to win, when they play aggressive.
Indeed. Well, perhaps as a sign of the times, and I'm not taking the super out of his name. And TLR, not content to just take a 4-2 victory, are pushing straight in. Bike doesn't have anywhere near Uber. They should get this, really, TLR, and they do. So they're going to take it to 5-2. Bit of adding insult to injury there for TCM. But having said that, TCM have been known to do that to other opponents. So we are going to go 5-2. And Duncan just informing me of his bladder problems. we're all family here. It's no worry. TCM, again, very aggressive on this point. Nemlock going straight onto it. Going to see their traditional setup of soldiers going through the valley. Scout doesn't quite manage to get him. Coin's saving his demo man buddy. And Coin's coming in whilst Haunter goes aggressive. Haunter doing enough to force people back for TLR. But then Thai has something to say.
Thai
again comes around again. And gets
Bite is not going to be a happy bunny, that's for sure.
And now Flix is there. Against Numlock. Numlock 2 is quite low. 63 HP. Flix is 62% Uber, so the numbers are pretty similar. Viquin's saying go Flix, but I think he's just going to be content and let Numlock get this cap. Numlock needs all the points he can get. 32. And now it's really just... we're not really playing for anything. Just seeing out the game. 50 seconds left. So, Admirable, you've been watching, more of a silent partner in these discussions, perhaps because I talk too much, and Dunk's known for being fairly vocal too. You were watching TLR, you must be obviously impressed by their performance. Who are the highlights? Who are the standout players?
Like I say, MVP's just been a rock, man. He's dictating the play here. He's like taking coins down pretty much every time because he knows he's aggro. He's just shutting them down. And Thai, coming with the clutch kills too. Can't beat that, man.
Indeed.
Numlog's just not in the game at all. He's always separated from his team outside of middle, and he's just like not helping at all.
Indeed. Well, I mean, as we've always said, the frags don't lie, and MVP is topping with 28 frags, closely followed by Thai. Well, closely followed. Thai is also on 28 frags. So really, as you can see from the numbers there, those are the two standout players. TCM are pushing regardless. They do cap Spire, but it's not going to be... any real use. And the first map of this Battle of Britain ESH Cup final goes to TLR. Not what many would have expected if you were to go by the poll on the ETF2L.org front page, but who says we know what we're talking about? We have got a couple of shout-outs. Brozel says, shout-out to Robert Hartler for being the biggest hero ever. By the way, I'm not German, I'm Austrian. So an important distinction there, Dunk.
Well, it is, to be fair. I'm much happier now.
Yeah, definitely. Warmaster gives a shout out to Snippers, showing the ladies how he trains his crocodile. I have no idea what's going on there, but anyway, we were just talking about TLR's performance on that map, Dunk, while you were there easing your bladder problems. We were saying the frags don't lie. Admirable pointed out that MVP was an absolute rock in that game, just sort of dictating the pace. And Thai, obviously, as we kept saying, just getting those clutch kills all the time. So they were the two standout players from TLR. What about TCM? Was there anyone there who you thought performed admirably? Get it?
Skinny was consistently good there. I mean, he always plays well. I think even when TCM aren't playing too well, Skinny plays a very consistent and good game. And I think he was their only real fragger towards the top of the frags there, like overall on the map. But yeah. One thing to notice was Coins only had 6 frags until about 18 minutes into the map. And I know he's been playing quite well recently as a Roman, getting some really important kills in some games. But I don't know if Gear just shut him down there, or if he was having problems with their scouts, but he was really struggling in that game. And I think that made a difference because TLR have two very strong soldiers. MVP gets a lot of medic attention, yeah. And Gear's a very accurate and aggressive soldier. So I'm wondering if maybe Coins and Horn just struggled against those two.
From everything I saw, from Coins' perspective, whenever he jumped, he was always outnumbered. He never had numbers in his favour. And obviously, in a game like this, you do need to have some kind of advantage more than just jumping in. And he just seemed to get quite unlucky that either players would turn up when he thought they weren't there and take him out. And yeah, basically his aggression didn't seem to pay off a lot.
I think that's an indication of TCM's kind of teamwork not really being up to scratch, if that's the case, because it is Coin's role to jump aggressively like that. But if he's turning up against numerous players that either hasn't been called, or maybe he's personally having a bad game, but I'd imagine it was more there's a lack of comms there. Maybe Byte's getting a bit annoyed because he's not getting the protection he needs, so the comms aren't really flowing the way they usually should be. But yeah, I think overall it's hurt Coins' game, especially, and even Numlocked as well. Numlocked wasn't fragging anywhere near as high as he usually does. He didn't seem to get as much medic attention as he usually enjoys. So I think that's essentially the problem.
Well, traditionally, TCM have always played very, very strongly on Granary, as well as Badlands, but perhaps more Badlands than Granary, so it'll be interesting to see how they adapt. Quickly, before we discuss Granary, I think it has to be out of MVP and Thai if we're going to talk about Man of the Maps for Badlands. Dunk, who would your vote go for?
That is actually a difficult question. I think Thai didn't actually put out that much DPS, but some of his kills on Byte essentially won them round, so I'll have to go with him, even though I did think MVP played very, very well and really rose to the occasion.
Indeed. Well, perhaps we'll have to give it to Thai, because MVP is a well-known figure as it is.
Yeah, nobody likes him anyway, so probably give it to Thai.
Well, that settles it then.
Is Thai Austrian as well? He is, isn't he? Not German.
Oh, well, if that's the case.
I think he's Austrian, so we'll definitely give it to him.
So TLR really a team on the up at the moment, and one of the things I spoke to MVP about recently is he said that they really wanted to push for the top three this season, and by all the demonstrations they're giving at the moment, they seem to be capable of that. So on to Granary. Quickly have some shout outs, actually. I'll just get through those. Shout out to Scenic, the only Estonian team on ETF2L. Congratulations. Y gives a shout out to Josk for having guns that could easily match Dr. Justice's. I don't know about that, but either way, that's his opinion. Brozel says shout out to Dave for being such a pro shout out reader. Oh, thank you. I know that sounds very weird for me to say that, but I don't actually read the shout outs until I start reading them, so it's as much a surprise to me as it is to you. Indeed, yeah, now you've learnt my weak spot, my Achilles heel. And Lag Drake gives a shout out to Told You for being such a sexy demo man. And who's this who's giving me a shout out? Shout out to Y for being gay. That's from Hui. Very mature. Very mature. Either way, now let's move on to Granary. This is an interesting map, Dunk. You could probably tell us a bit about your experiences on this, because
I
think you get
can,
where
yeah.
I'm going.
We didn't win a single CP3 yesterday against TLR, and that's what lost us the game. To be honest, I'm surprised we got any rounds whatsoever, because Granary is a very difficult map to come back on if the opposition play well at CP3, because it quite often means a medic can get chased down, you know, all the way back to CP1 or whatever. And TLR, I'm not even entirely sure what they did, to be honest, because I didn't see CP3. All I ever saw was kind of walking in the corner, heel rib, somebody dies, and then I'm backing out again. So I don't know what they did, but they absolutely dominated us yesterday on CP3, and if they play even kind of 50% as well as they did on CP3 yesterday, I really can't see TCM taking this map.
Well, as Dunk checks his iPhone, I think those wise words are probably fairly
true.
Oh,
Dave, that's your mum.
Really? I shall go and have words. Admiral, are you there?
I'm here.
Does your connection stretch across the Irish Sea? What are your thoughts on Granary?
I think MVP's been giving his players homework assignments. He's done a lot of demo research and stuff like that, so he's shutting these top teams down.
MVP really has been doing his research. He specifically asked me for yesterday's SCV demos and made me like rush home from work and give him the demos so that he could research like what they did well and what they did really.
Well, fair play to those guys, you know.
It deserves some respect, to be honest. I mean, there's not a lot of the top teams now that really kind of put that much effort in. I mean, TCM and Dignitas have obviously been there for a while, so they don't really feel the need to kind of adapt the game too much. But TLR are really making an effort to be a top team, and I know MVP works incredibly hard to do that, so I have a lot of respect for him, even though he is...
Indeed. German. Well, German efficiency perhaps allows him to get through all these demos. Or an Audi, if you prefer a more slightly more upmarket model.
Nice, he's not that expensive, like.
It's on the server. I realise I didn't do a roster rundown, but considering TCM are their full strength lineup, and the only change was Flix for Ronnie, and we discussed that at the start. It's fairly obvious if you remotely follow TFT. So I would imagine we'll start any time soon, hopefully. So I quite fancy some pudding. I had my dinner beforehand, but didn't have time for pudding, so...
Oh, yeah, I like the way you get your dinner, and I'm not even allowed to go and make myself a curry.
Not at all. That is a co-caster's...
That's prerogative.
Disgraceful. Yeah, well, I need to have a full stomach, or else I can't talk proper. Can't talk proper, mate, if I don't have food. Well, I think they've started. It would look that way. As the scores have been reset. So yes, they have started. We're now at 29:40 on the map, just for those who want to sync it later, as we are recording. Demo's there fairly early, and TCM Scouts both going up top there, interestingly, staying out of the fray. TLR5 putting a lot of spam on, and it looks like TCM trying to switch to the left-hand side. Bash and Haunter are the first frags to go down, and here goes Thigh. He was going in on Bite, did enough damage to allow Viquin to take him down. And now TLR push on more aggressively, but it's not before Xerox and Skinny combine to get Bite's opposite number Flicks and save the day. And now Viquin is the only one standing, really, apart from MVP. And Skinny and Xerox there absolutely dominating between them. Xerox got 1, 2, 3, and Skinny got 2. So that's 5 frags. So Scout's already leading the charge for TCM. Skinny going straight on to the next point. Does a load of damage to Bash, so he's on his 4th frag, I think. And both scouts for TCM on that second point, just doing enough to start capping it. But TLR are going to get there. Thigh laying some stickies down, and now TCM can push up by a little behind Flicks on the Uber, but Yard's completely clear, so they are just able to walk straight in. They are sitting on the left-hand side, the stairs side, as you look to TCM's perspective, and they are working their way through on that left-hand side. Soldier jumped up aggressively. Coins managed to take down Gear, but Thigh was aware of that and put some damage on. And TCM just getting some scouts cheekily on the point while the heavies push up top. Haunter needs to be careful that his medic doesn't get picked off here, who's behind him a little. He's getting protection from Numnocks, and TCM know exactly where they're going. TLR know exactly where TCM are and wisely fall out. Both medics have Uber, and now TCM can start to push forward onto this final point. They're on the left-hand side, as you look from their perspective, just edging through, checking for stickies, and TLR holding a very high up position on those pipes. Uber's popped from Flicks, Bite for triggers Uber as well. Haunter goes down to this heavy setup that we saw from TLR on Badlands, which was so successful. Both their scouts switching to heavy. And now we are stuck on a bit of a stalemate whilst both medics build Uber. Haunter went down, so I wonder if he'll switch to sniper. Nope, he switched to heavy, something he often does on this map. Can be very, very powerful as you push forward. Xerox going down there as TLR advance up the top, but they're falling back now. Not going to go too aggressive. Don't want to throw away this position. And, we are sitting, waiting. We've got one shout-out. Shout-out to Crash Sight. Now he has heard his name on ETF2L Radio. His life is complete. Well, happy to help. Haunter moving up top now with the rest of the TCM heavies. Numnock sitting there. They're all queued up, waiting to push that top area. But TLR know where they are. And Bite is just going to get Uber now. Flicks has got Uber. Viquin has gone sniper. He's sitting by that fence. Xerox is aware of it, though, and he's gone sniper as well. So TCM have a bit of an advantage. Only one heavy to deal with now. And they are going to push. Uber's triggered. Haunter triggers. And Haunter manages to get one. Nice work there from Bash. And Bash just holding the fort there. Couldn't quite stop it, though. And Haunter's going to get him. And he's going to get a second on Gear. Haunter now, this is where he's so effective, just coming down that ramp, putting so much damage on, and only Flicks is alive, he's going to go down. Haunter gets his 4th frag, I think that was there, in that push, and the first round of the second map goes to TCM, 1-0. Fairly snappy time, if we can see more round times like that, we should be in for a high-scoring game. But if you're just joining us, TCM were unfortunate losers on the first map, 5-3 to TLR, or was it 5-2? Either way, TLR won. We are set up on middle now. TCM scouts again electing to go up on that top ramp, stay out of trouble. And now we see a TLR soldier trying to go aggressive, doesn't manage to get his jump right there and falls back. But Coins and Skinny going down. Gear and Thigh doing their work. Gear gets a second. Bash is the only one to go down so far.
Haunter.
Flicks very, very low.
Haunter jumped on Flicks there, and well, no, he he jumped, and then he had three rockets, and he fired all of them, and then he just needed to get an inch around the corner and with a rocket reload, and he did one. And Flix
good
escaped.
Spot there. Unfortunate. Either way, Byte does escape with Uber. And no, I'm not getting caught off guard here. Wasn't watching, wasn't ready for TLR to push in, and Byte has to Uber straight away. Manages to get a kill on gear, though. Numlock, after changing his name to TCMN, perhaps hoping that will change his favour.
TCM have got their scouts out now, though.
Now we see the power of the TCM scout. Skinny really getting into his stride in this map, perhaps where he couldn't quite on Badlands. He's getting some backup. Now, is there a scout behind for TLR? I've just spotted Bash has gone behind. He's not going to go for the back cap and reveal himself, but he is going to spawn camp. So I imagine, he's going to sit there and try and get coins. So
from
Numlocks,
I think.
Well, Numlock. Scouts from TCM are falling back, though. It appears they're aware of it, and he's going to go down very, very quickly. Poor Bash, completely outnumbered. Soldier demo and two scouts on him. Not a chance.
One thing that you really can't afford to do against TCM is let their scouts flank like that. It's important to kind of play the, especially on Grand, make sure that the garage and the main exit are covered, because indeed, if you let TCM scouts get out and get behind, they will absolutely destroy.
Well, TCM have a massive Uber advantage, exactly 50% now, and they aren't going to hold back there. They go straight in, Uber's popped, Thigh goes down, there should be more here for TCM. MVP down too. Numlock goes down, unfortunately. Which was a bit of a waste there. You want him to stay alive.
Yeah, I think Numlock are having a few communication issues there, to be honest.
That's the polite way of putting it.
TLR
counter Uber now, because Flix didn't go down. They are able to defend that point now. Can Gear get Byte? He does. And Haunter goes down too as Bash comes in to provide some additional firepower. Zerox, though, getting one. Can Gear get a third? Yes, he can. Nice work from him. Very, very solid at the moment. Viquin goes down, though, on the other side of the map. And now TLR, well, they did have an advantage. They're going to have to fall back. Skinny again getting another frag. Skinny absolutely dominating and making a real nuisance of himself. And he is behind the enemy lines here. He does get another frag with the aid of coins. Gear going down, so big kill for them considering how Gear's playing at the moment. And TLR are going to have to fall back here. The rest of TCM heavies are making their way forward. And they are going to get this. Just looking at the frag, Skinny already on 10 frags after 7 minutes. So he is doing very, very well at the moment. Haunter as well on 8, coins on 7. And it's a different TCM. They look a lot more confident, would you say, Admirable?
And they're throwing a few curveballs, like the scouts up top in the middle and stuff. TLR don't really know how to react. Pushing through the guards, that sort of thing. It's just like throwing out the unusual strats, and they don't seem to be able to cope very well with it.
Indeed. Well, I would expect the reason that Zerox and Haunter went in aggressively there is to die to try and go heavy and sniper, which worked for them last time. But TCM have fallen out, so it could come at the expense of them losing this point, and they have to be careful they don't lose the spawns. Zerox hasn't spawned yet. He does now. So TCM come in, use the Uber to block this point cap so they can attack last. Counter Uber from Flix, and MVP goes down in process. Gear's going to go down as well, so not too great. And TCM may actually be able to push straight through here. They are. And we've got a heavy here. Bash has gone heavy for TLR. Zerox getting a frag on Viquin. Numlock and Zerox going down. Numlock really not having a great game at the moment. And it's not going to be anything that TLR can do here to stop this from going 2-0. 2-0 with 22 minutes left. TCM looking a lot more in control, Dunk.
Yeah,
Admirable says they're throwing a curveball, but what do you think?
I don't really know what's going wrong for TLR at mid here. They're not quite getting it right, I think. I'm going to have to watch them this time and really have a look, see whether what's going wrong. I mean, yesterday, when they played and when they were playing so well, their soldiers were really quite dominating. They had a lot of health a lot of the time, played a passive, wait for the jumper, and maybe the passive isn't working too well for TLR here.
Indeed. Well, TCM scouts again go up top, wide change of winning formula. Bash goes down, they're not getting his important kill. And
this is where TLR need to drop out.
But it's too late. Only Gear and Viquin, the able ones to get around behind. Gear almost comes in on Byte. Byte was pretty low, only 45 HP. But he's going to get that health pack, stays alive with Uber, and he's going straight on. And at this rate, we're going to be seeing a third map. I don't actually know what that is. Because in all honesty, I didn't expect TLR to pick up the first map, but it's great that they have. But as it stands, TCM looking very, very dominant. Viquin going down there, perhaps a bit silly. No need for that. Now they're going to push straight on. They've got most of their team there with them. Numlock gets the Uber, as does Coins, and gets Gear in return. They've got to take down that heavy, who does go down eventually. Skinny going aggressive on the enemy combo, and it's going to be enough. Poor old Flix, no one around him to support, and we are going 3-0. And this is absolutely a rampage here, and TCM looking very, very confident. Just in terms of what is going wrong for TLR, I think in some cases it's just that those 1v1 classes with your opponent, your opposite number, TCM just seem to be winning all of them. And sometimes it's as simple as that, isn't it? That you just can't get the frags for whatever reason, and there's nothing you can do about it, really. So either way, Numlot getting here much, much earlier than TLR. I'm not quite sure where Thai was. He's gone aggressive, but it's to no avail, and Numlot takes him down straight away. TLR, however, a bit more aggressive now. They're taking a bit more of the territory on this middle point, and Haunter goes down too. With some cap power, they could take this. Skinny, however, is behind, causing a pain. He gets one, gets two. Gear and bash down through Skinny's shotgun, and he's going for a third. Now he's getting some backup from the medic. He blocks the point too. It's the Skinny show at the moment. He's putting more pressure on with Xerox on the enemy combo. Flix is going to use that Uber to block the point as Bite counters. And they're both just sitting on that point. Flix has got much higher health than Bite, so Bite's going to have to be careful. And Skinny finally goes down, important kill. But Numlock's getting some heals, putting some aggressive stickies, and he's trying to reverse the cap that TLR got on that middle point. Now next frag is going to be crucial, really, in deciding how this goes. Xerox goes down, but Coins gets one in return, and I would have to say that TCM... Well, was about to say they have an advantage. Then Numlock goes down, and TLR go aggressive.
That's Bite down.
Bite down too, good spot there. Viquin getting the kill on the medic. And so TLR's turning it around. Oh, no. TLR are going to get their first mid. Very important for them. They are also going to get Uber any second. So they are going to be able to push forward onto this second point, and they should get it with relative ease. There's a scout, Xerox, pushing forward. He's going to get absolutely raped here. Didn't see the enemy coming, so unfortunate for him. And TLR are going to get this cap straight away. Now they can look to push on last with Uber. They need to wait for Thai, I would imagine, who isn't around with them, but they're going to go regardless. Interesting to see if that backfires where he's just behind them. Focusing on that heavy, take him down. Nice work. Now get the Derma Man. That's going to be an important next kill because Numlock has got stickies all over the point. Skinny goes down. No Numlock kill yet, though, and now Haunter whips out the heavy. Is it going to be enough? Sorry, Xerox whips out the heavy.
Yeah, Haunter had already been heavy and got in.
Sorry. Well, it shows TCM just reaching for TLR heavy defense tactics, but it didn't work. On our hands, 17 minutes left, more than enough time for TLR to get back into this, and perhaps with a bit more confidence, they might be able to take another round, would you say, Admirable?
Definitely. I think even though it looked like Thai was suiciding at middle, he actually forced TCM behind the crate and gave TLR a chance to get on the point.
Oh, well, there we go. Thai's getting into it now. TCM perhaps becoming too predictable. That would be the fourth round that they went up top. Their scouts went up top. And now the TCM falling straight out. Really nice work there from that soldier gear. Jumped straight onto the enemy crate. And after those scouts went down, TCM looked a bit shaken and just decided to fall out. Viquin the only one going down for TLR. And Bite does have Uber, so they are going to be able to defend. Numlock's got stickies on the garage side. Don't quite know why I'm whispering, but to make it feel more tense. Numlock saying quite aggressively close here. Oh, his stickies have just been blown off, and he's going to replace them. TLR just sitting in that garage. They need to use Uber. Scout gets through. Viquin forces the stickies to be blown without dying, so good work from him. Numlock putting aggressive stickies on the side, forcing TLR to switch to the left. Uber's popped. Flix counters. And no frags as of yet, but Marco is
remarkably isolated. TCM moving a lot earlier there.
Nicely saved by his medic. And now TLR can counter on that left-hand side. If they can block TCM from getting into that point,
Flix is down.
They could do well. But Flix goes down. Skinny again getting another very important frag. But Numlock coming huge there. Three frags. Yep. Skinny gets another. So only Viquin alive, and he's going to get picked off. He's low HP anyway.
Oh!
Not before he gets
Bite. Well said, Broken. And the smiley to rage Bite as well. What a tackling.
All the smileys are coming out.
Bitey baby.
Very, very important kill there from Viquin. It gives his medic a chance to start building Uber. And it's just, if anything, it's the psychological effect of just when TCM doing well.
They had four players around by there. He really should have stayed alive. Rickon should not have been able to just jump in and kill him like that.
I think it was almost so so unexpected and so stupid that they didn't expect anyone would do anything.
Yeah,
but if anything, that describes Vyquin.
Yeah.
Just kidding, buddy. If he listens to this cast, I'm sure he'll message me and complain.
I'm not kidding. Well, Vyquin's got crits here, which is something worthwhile to know, because they'll have crits about the same time as the Uber here, so he if Nomok uses it properly...
Well, this is going to be the test. They are moving into position. Crits, here we go. First Sticky, he hasn't got anyone, and Flix is going to get Uber. Flix has switched to the other side to stay very, very safe.
A lot of crit stickies on the box there. That was good.
MVP goes down, Haunter goes down, Vyquin goes down, and now TLR can push back through this ramp. Of course, Bite stays alive,
it's 5v4 in TCM's favour now, though. I think TLR have made a bit of a mistake here. They probably should have just used that Uber and then got the safety, kept the numbers, but now it's 2v5 and TCM are going to push.
You get the impression that TCM were quite comfortable baiting them TLR back onto middle, where they had the height advantage and the sticky setup.
Yeah, Xerox and Skinny were both kind of both in TP2.
They were lingering on the middle point, very menacing, really. And Bite's going to get Uber.
Marco's
going to
try and hit a shotgun. Oh, he gets one finally. Good job.
Nice. Skinny goes down, but Bite's got crits. Here goes the crits. First one, TCM. Numlot's getting MVP. Can he get any more? Yes, he gets Bash. Now he needs to do something else,
Bite's
really.
Bite's down.
Because he...
Bite's got aggressive on Flix there. But oh, Flix has got two Uber swords on him. Oh, no.
Oh, he finally goes down to
one
coins.
HP there when he killed Flix.
Haunter, as usual, going heavy. And that's an important
round. It is a very
round.
very effective tactic, the last go and heavy.
It's an effective tactic, and that's an important round for TCM, really. It shuts down the immediate resurgence of TLR. If TLR got a second round and brought it to 3-2, could have been a very, very interesting game. There's still enough time, 13 and a half minutes left. I expect the TCM scouts will do something different this time so they don't get picked off.
I think Sai is going to jump in here.
Interesting spot there. Yep, here he goes, aggressive up onto that crate immediately. And Numlocked on the back foot. TCM not really able to get out of that corner. And here goes Gear. Gear putting some pressure on, as is MVP. He does go down, though. So coins down in return. Xerox down too. Bash getting another.
2v5.
Very, very nice from Bash there. He's really cleaning up. He's going for aggressive kill on Numlocked. Numlocked does manage to pick him off, though. But the important thing is that Flix is alive. He's got Uber and they've got the cap. They're already pushing on to second into that yard area. Very important. Try and get a flank maybe onto your opponent. Numlock is trapped here. You could have to get the Uber. Yep, he's forced the Uber. Nice work from Thigh there. Marco went down though. Bit of a careless positional play from him, which is unsurprising. Now Thigh's got to try and get Bite. He doesn't manage to. And Numlock is lingering in that Z connector. Should go down really. If he doesn't, it's a bit of a waste from TCM.
Nice pipe on
TLR. TLR switching sides, Vyquin goes down, and TCM pushing out, and Flix has got to be careful he doesn't get trapped. He's escaping on relatively low health. Gear goes down, unsurprisingly, in the face of about five TCM players. And now TLR are on the back foot after winning that middle, something they've got to be careful of. TCM skinny down, Thigh down in return. And TLR have got to do everything they can really to halt an advancing TCM who've got momentum. Bites almost, 70% Uber. Very similar, actually, to Flix. Here goes Numlocked, aggressive on Flix. Can he get him? No, he can't. Goes down, but it's enough. He's left
the
rolling pipe behind, and Flix, unfortunately, couldn't do anything to dodge. And now TCM are going to get straight on this cap. Gear is going to go down very, very low. And it's all up to Thigh, really, to try and do something. Bit foolish, though. I don't quite know why he pushed in there. Perhaps he thought he was going to get some support from Gear. But either way, TCM go down and absolutely dominate that middle push, and now with the middle capped, it's really an uphill battle for TLR. TCM Bite has Uber, and they are going to push on. Admirable. What are your thoughts on the game so far? What could TLR do to really turn this around? They've got enough time. It's going to have to be sharpish.
They need to start paying attention to the numbers, because there's just times when they obviously shouldn't be in the positions they are, and they're just getting zerged by TCM. Mm. It's like, what the fuck
getting
are you thinking?
Getting zerged. A StarCraft 2-ism already in TF2. Well, MVP and Bash go down, but so does Haunter. TCM pushing on regardless. And important positional play here from Coins. Really, really smart. He came around from the other side. He's putting enough pressure on, really, to make life very, very awkward for TLR. And he jumps onto that point. He's getting a backup from Xerox now. Sorry, Skinny. And they're both incredibly low, but they are going to get the point. Ironic, really. But it was very, very smart positional play from Coins. If you didn't see that, he jumped up onto the higher pipe of the two whilst the rest of TLR and TCM were pushing on the left-hand side. And it meant that he just did enough damage from behind that it made his teammates' lives very, very easy. And now 5-1, 10 minutes left. If TCM can get the next, it is game over. So TLR really have got to pull out all the straws and do something special. Sending scouts up top this time, copying the TCM tactic, so no real scout action on middle as of yet.
Bite
going down,
yeah.
Gear, nice work,
Flicks,
but then Haunter
well.
Comes in and gets Flicks. So medics apiece, it's really the battle of the heavies at the moment, and scouts as they're just running around on the floor. Skinny gets Bash, gets a second on Marco, can he get a third? He manages to do some damage to Viquin, but he goes down. And now it's just Thai and Viquin who are trying to do some damage. Numlock forced out. Is Numlock going to go down? Important kill if he can. He's very, very low. There he does. Nice teamwork from Viquin and Thai. They take him from both angles. No rude pun intended. And they get this middle pun. Not this middle pun. This middle cap. It's falling over myself there. And both medics spawning on very similar Ubers now. So TLR have really got to do everything because they're the ones that have got to make up the rounds. And they are pushing forward into Granary. No time to spare. Trying to do some damage. Fake Uber call there from Byte perhaps to put them off. And it has worked, actually. They're falling straight back. Perfect example of an Uber call there. Fake Uber call. And Byte is going to get the Uber actually behind Flix, who's been charging very, very quickly. And they need to push in now. They'll hear the real Uber call and feel a bit disappointed. But that's TF2. Now they're in. Thai's going to get caught here. He does go down. He just got juggled into that that forward spawn area. Got caught on the wall. And Thai and Viquin down. Flix is doing his best to save everyone else. But they are going to fall straight back. And now we see TCM countering through the ramp room. Staying very, very close, which is the difference. Being able to get heals. Now Numlock goes aggressive. Numlock gets Flix. Important play there. He does go down eventually, but it's not going to be enough. Three down for TCM, for TLR, sorry. Make that four as MVP comes in, tries to go aggressive, but gets shut down. And Byte pushing forward, leading his troops in an effort to finish this game, this map, and put it to a third map, which will, of course, make things very, very interesting in this game. A lot closer than we might have expected. Thai's got a couple of stickies up, but Skinny is going very aggressive on him. Takes him down, important kill, and it means that TCM can walk in without any fear of stickies. Not of skinnies. And they got the positional advantage up top. They came in on the left-hand side, and it meant that as soon as TLR walked in trying to block that point, they dropped down on them and absolutely crunched them. Bash going down to some Numlock stickies. Numlock gets a second, and in comes Gear, forces the Uber from up top, but it's not going to be enough. Flix is 20% away, and he's going to go down. Gets an Uber saw hit, but he's on an Uber player, and it doesn't make any difference. And this is going to be game, set, and map to TCM. So 6-1, convincing victory on Granary for TCM. Puts the score overall in this final to one apiece, and now we have to wait for a golden cap map, or at least a decider. Sorry, not a golden cap, but possibly a golden cap. So now we go through the elimination stages. Those are the rules, I think. So whilst the teams try and decide what we go to next, Admirable, your man of the map.
I'll just be boring and pick the top fragger. Skinny, TCM.
He wasn't actually
Skinny
the top
wasn't
fragger.
The top fragger, what are you talking
top,
about?
Top scorer, even.
Yeah, he did cap an awful lot of points at Skinny.
But the scouts in general for TCM, I think they were the difference. Like, the heavies seemed pretty evenly matched, but it was always the scouts cleaning up.
Well, I couldn't actually see how many frags Skinny got because he's left the server. But points-wise, he was top pointing by a long way. 61 points, a very, very good score. Numlock was behind on 43. But I presume he's left the server to check the map pool.
Rage quit.
So whilst we wait, yeah, Dunk. Admirable's perhaps taken the lazy route of electing Skinny. But that said, Skinny played very, very well. Who would your man of the map be?
It's got to be Numlock, to be honest. If you have a look at the frags there, Numlock stayed. Numlock had much more medic possession there, as it were. Byte was staying with Numlock for most of the map, and that really... Prez, could you please stop ringing me on Steam chat? yeah, that really told in the frags. Numlock was 28 at the end of the game there, and he was doing massive damage even when he wasn't getting frags. I think the reason that the scouts were cleaning up so easily and so efficiently was because Num was getting so many pipes and so many sticky, just putting out a lot of damage. Scouts come in and makes their job much easier.
Indeed, that's the. I mean, in essence, when you think of a scout, the name gives it away that he shouldn't be really. The leading fragger, purely because of the way competitive plays evolved. Scouts are, of course, a very, very potent threat. But yeah, that's what they do best, just cleaning up with their agility and speed. So I just noticed Byte talking, saying, Ratio saying cold front to Byte, and Byte said, I'd rather slit my throat.
I think one thing to pay attention to with TCM's tactics on Granary there at CP3 was they play very, very defensive. One thing that they do differently to other top teams, I think, is that their scouts kind of hold position in the beginning. They quite often go top and they'll hold top and they'll just avoid taking too much damage. And then they drop back to Byte in the corner, get full boost, and then really take the pressure off. Because at that point, the heavies are obviously quite weak. They've taken a lot of damage. So the scouts come back, get a buff, and then they push forward while the heavies get healed. And it really does make a difference. It makes it very difficult to kind of to go aggressive on TCM because they've always got players that have got health and always putting the damage up.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a kind of rotation policy. Yeah. Whilst one half of the team is sort of holding position and doing some damage, the other half is getting heals.
Absolutely.
And pushing, and it seems to work very, very effectively. TLR certainly didn't find an easy way to counter it. And just when you think they did, i.e. Thigh going getting Byte, then Haunted would come back and get Flicks. So unfortunate for them. But it does mean that we get a bit more TF2 action, so I hope you'll stay with us. We have a few more shout-outs, and I'm sorry to disappoint you, Vazan. But whilst Dunk was talking, I did read your shout-out, which is how I knew there was a shout-out. So Vazan, in an effort to be clever, said, shout-out, hi, I'm Dave, and I don't need shout-outs before I read them. So it would have been good, but I scuppered your plans. Sex God says, corny name, says, shout-out to Lagtastic Gaming for giving a lonely troll called Pikachu a home. And Vazan's saying, God damn it. I apologise, mate. Maybe you weren't wearing a Pikachu hat. If you'd have been wearing that, it would have given you a bit of luck. But we are waiting for
Christmas, Matt, by the looks of things.
Just been requested to do a shout out to Amrable because he plays Zerg.
Thank you.
I doubt he plays it very well, though, to be honest.
I'm silver, man. Big silver.
You're silver? Oh, nice, mate. Right. So is my next door neighbor's grandma, actually.
Let's not deteriorate this quality of cast.
Well, it's not like we've got anything else to talk about, is it? We can start talking about your Mac again, if you like, Dave.
I was actually going to watch the elimination process, because the teams are falling over themselves to say, no, you eliminate first. No,
for God's sake, I'll pick them up for them if they want.
How many Apple products do you own, Dave, anyway? Would you say you're a Mac fanboy? Or do you just buy the good ones, or just anything they release? Oh, I'll have
good ones.
iPad, iPhone, good iPhone.
Joke there, mate.
I have two iPods, an iPhone, and an iMac.
Yeah, but what iPhone is it? I bet it's a 3G.
3GS.
Yeah, awful. I've got the 4. You suck.
So actually, when you accuse me of being a fanboy, it turns out Dunk has some Apple
products. Oh yeah, I'm a huge fanboy with my one Apple product.
Well, it's more than none. And that's my philosophically wise statement. One is more than none. Yeah. And basically, you are a hypocrite. That's what I'm going to say. If you were a true Windows fanatic, or at least anti-Apple, you'd have an Android or a Windows mobile.
No, I'm not particularly anti-Apple. I just don't like Macs, that's all. I'd have Android if it wasn't for the fact that there's no decent hardware out for it.
Interesting. Well,
just throwing my desire in the bin here.
Yeah, I'd forgotten, actually. Slightly awkward. Admirable has an Android phone.
Yeah, but the desire is horrendous. No offense, lads. I mean, to be honest, that's probably the best phone that Island's ever even seen.
Map change. Here we go. What are we going to have? I wasn't paying attention to that map elimination because I was too busy listening to Dunk rant. incessantly about something he knows nothing
about. Oh, yeah, that was an incessant run, yeah.
Bazin, coming back with a classic shout-out. I'm Dave, and I do read shout-outs before I read them. Fair play, mate. That's a good one. Master saying, shout-out for next map being Two Fort. I don't think it's going to be Two Fort because it's not in the map pool. But who knows? Sonic Sir from Twisted Play saying, shout-out to my friend Mr. Wireframe. Yeah, well, if you haven't heard that story, go read the forums. And FB Chris saying, shout-out to Numlock for giving me the best hugs at LAN. Hugs, plural. Interesting.
Yeah, well, Numlock's a big kind of guy, isn't he? So you could probably get two hugs off his belly. No offense, Num. You're still sexy, don't worry. Your girlfriend still loves you for a bit until she meets someone else.
I don't condone that, Numlock. I just want to make that clear. I never said that, but, you know. Mini Moose says, Dave, Duncan, Jimmy Breeze, perfect shoutcast team.
yeah.
That just makes things awkward, Mini. It really does. Not realise what you've done.
It's like 8:40 all over again, man. Everybody keeps coming up to me saying, oh, you're not as good as Jimmy Breeze. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, well, to be fair, right?
The guy needs some love, people.
Who does?
Give
Jimmy
him some
Breeze.
Love. No, Admiral.
Jimmy Breeze. Right.
Jimmy gets enough love as it is. And then when you think he loves you,
because Jimmy Breeze actually knows about
you for a corporate sellout.
They're on to me.
Oh, we're on Gully. So that is
going to
be...
I know TCM don't actually like Gully Wash, but it's one of my favourite maps. I really enjoy it. I think the reason that TCM don't particularly like it is because Arnold created this map, and Skinny and Arnold have always had a bit of a... bit of a rivalry going on because Arnold's a much better scout and Skinny gets upset about it.
Well, thanks for sharing your opinion.
That's not an opinion, that's a fact.
When I
that's
didn't
a
ask.
Fact.
But anyway, I'm just teasing. We are going to be on Gully Wash, which will be a very interesting map to watch. As Dunk pointed out, it's really not one of TCM's all-time favourites. So we will be interested to see how TLR performs. We had one or two more shout-outs. DNY Super Rage Face, I would imagine. Not enough characters there, mate. Shout-out to my new invention, the Soxers boxes with an inbuilt sock to keep your balls warm during the winter.
Is that one of Numlock's little fans? DNY.
Could well be.
I think it is, isn't it? Yeah.
He did manage to misspell warm, though. W-A-L-M.
Yeah, that's definitely DNY.
Which is pretty catastrophic.
Not the best I've ever seen.
Apparently he did it on purpose. I'm going to believe that when I've seen his GCSE English scores. What else is there? Shout out. Oh, he's done the same shout out again with the correct spelling this time. So clearly it wasn't intentional. Sonics are chiming in saying he got a D in his English. So as we wait for... We're just missing Skinny from TCM. All of TLR are on the server. Dunk, you said that you don't think this is TCM's particular strong map, but what do you reckon? How's this going to go down? They do obviously have momentum from a fairly convincing win on Granary. Do you think that's going to be enough?
To be honest, yeah, I think it will be, because I don't really know how good TLR are on Gully Wash. I don't think I've ever seen them play, but I have seen TCM play it. They're not fantastic at it, so there is definitely a chance for TLR, but TCM have shown some immense kind of mental strength there to come back from a loss on Badlands and really rape TLR on Granary. I mean, 7 minutes yeah. left there or whatever it was. They'll have the momentum here. They'll have the kind of mental strength, and I think, really speaking now, it's going to be TLR feeling a bit, you know, vulnerable, a bit kind
despondent.
Of... Yeah, absolutely. And MVP, I know how MVP calls, because he calls in a very similar manner to me. And if MVP is a bit angry at the way that they played in the last game or the fact that they lost, then he's going to find it difficult to really be positive for calling on this map. And I think that alone could be the teller here. I would not be surprised if we see a kind of another 6-1 or so on Gully.
Indeed. Yeah, I think I'm probably inclined to agree with you. Admirable, how about your thoughts? The third wheel, as it were.
The wannabe Jimmy Breeze. What's your opinion there, down there?
Well, I'm fully expecting TCM to roll like that gay heavy sniper strat and just fucking rage TLR into submission. It's super straight.
Saying that though, TLR are blatantly going to use double Natasha heavy at last, and everyone knows how boring that is. Hopefully we'll see some spies going or something, because otherwise TLR are just going to camp with an NG and two heavies.
Well, we didn't see that rare event of a TF2 stalemate to start a new round, and it would have been quite a treat to see that, however much it would have meant that we would have had to come up with something to say. So, oh gosh, Numlocked, what have you done?
That's a cracking name. No wonder he pulled his girlfriend.
Well, there you have it. There's the verdict Titan on that skills. Name. Marco just... What can you say? OMG.
yeah, Marco's... Oh, no, I nearly said something incredibly racist there, but I'll just refrain.
I'm so proud of you. I honestly, you're coming on leaps and bounds.
Well, it's quite easy, actually, because your mum's here with me under the desk, just telling me to calm down, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's at least she's being useful. Who else has given a shout-out? Apparently, DNY actually did get a D, then retook and got a C. So, that explains his spelling. Xeno Pro Network Card says, shout-out to Dan for using me. And Bash gives a shout-out. Bash is being commended by Master. Shout-out to Bash for playing Scout. Hui says, shout-out to Evoke G for being good at TF2. And Aatrox gives a shout-out to Tony Tempest. Jimmy Breeze comes in with a shout-out to Admirable. As we go live, there's something to gladden your heart.
We're on the cockles of my heart. I love you, Jimmy Breeze.
There you go. The one that
counts. Did you say, hi, Ads, I'm much better at this game and much better at this
shout-out to Admirable. And really, to be honest, guys, I'd like to get back to casting the game now, if that's all right. As gear goes down, Skinny Haunted
Flicks
down too.
Well. Xerox took Flicks down on CP3. And Byte's still alive, so that's a possible hold here. Byte's nearly got Uber. 95%.
Indeed. So, first mid goes to TLR. They are going to push on anyway and try and get some cap on that. But Numlocked is up top with his medic. Byte forced Uber. Nice work there by Marco, who goes down to coins. And now TLR needs to be careful they don't lose too many. Second player is going to go down. Bash goes down. And Viquin falls back to be with the rest of his team on middle. Thayer's got some stickies up around that choke. TCM, however, perhaps aware of that, going to choose to go the other way. And Haunter is pushing up that left channel. He's going aggressive, very aggressive on Thai, but Thai manages to get some stickies down as he slowly winds up his gun and takes him down. But TCM still have the advantage. Coins goes down. That said, TLR looking fairly strong.
Yeah, it's 4v3 and Flix has got a 20% Uber advantage here.
Yeah,
so
they are going to fall out, actually. So from going from a relatively strong position, those few frags from TLR... Oh, dear.
Bites half health on the med pack. He's got med pack now.
And perhaps...
To be fair to Thai there, he basically saved them that round because Horner was pushing up on the right-hand side, and if he'd managed to get to the top with Byte healing, they would have raped. But Thai got a couple of stickies there, so Byte couldn't get up, meant Horner was alone without buff, and
indeed.
They took them down very easily.
Indeed. Well, TLR are going to get the cap. They have Uber. Byte's got Uber. So we're all set here. Haunter is whipped out heavy as you would expect whilst defending this map. Uber's triggered from both teams now. Thai just trying to lay some stickies down, forcing Byte to juggle that Uber across a number of players. Flix manages to get out. Numlocked is chasing him, sorry. But Numlocked goes down.
Well played, Bash.
Good cover from Bash and Gear. Really good cover. But Bash goes down. And so two down for TCM,
I'd like to see TLR push now, to be honest. I'd like,
Xerox
takes down Flix. That's a shame, because if they managed to keep Flix alive there with Numlocked down, they probably could have pushed without the
Uber. They're
going
to push anyway. Soldier goes on to the
solo.
Point. Gear gets halfway on that cap before Haunter drops down and takes him out. But it makes it that much closer that if a scout or someone could get behind, it wouldn't take long for that point to go down. Thai taking down an advancing Skinny, good work from him, and he's just going to retreat here. TCM changing up, pushing onto that left-hand side. Unexpected, Bash goes down from Numlocked, and now they can push. They're pushing the long way around here to mid, just to try and put some damage in on TLR, and TLR trying to recover. TCM should get this cap, no problem. But Thai is coming in on the flank. One to watch here. He's putting some stickies on. Does a decent amount of damage on coins, but that cap is going to go down anyway. And Numlocked sets up some stickies at choke, gets ready to push, and then Byte goes the other direction. So TCM, now with Haunter, going to push again. Similar push to we saw last time. Numlocked's going to hold that right-hand side on his own whilst TCM push. Haunter's got himself in a great position here, and a number of TLR are completely stranded. Gear hasn't even realised, I don't think, that he's been flanked. and he should go down any second, really. There he does, but not before he gets Xerox. Flix gets one on coins, but this is going to be TCM's point, surely. But
it's 3v3 now. Numlock's on half health. Ooh.
I'm surprised. Oh, bit of lag there. Yeah, Haunter falls off the point rather than face Viquin, and he gets the heals, the important heals. Flix escapes just, and he has got an Uber advantage. He should Uber here. I don't know if it's just me being laggy.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit of that lag as well.
But either way, TCM get that cap. Vazna giving a shout out to Seb's bro down, loading like a boss. So TCM again perhaps going to suffer potentially for Numlock's ping. Either way, they're going to get Uber now, set themselves up, and they're looking to push for that high advantage. Bite gets Uber just in time. Uber's Haunter, who drops the sandwich, and now coins going down. They're pushing to get that height advantage onto the top of the point. Numlock going in aggressive, going up top into the rafters, and Xerox goes down whilst MVP goes down too. So it's fairly even at the moment, although TCM on the back foot, if they're not careful in terms of
numbers
of players.
Oh, well played, Thai. That was fantastic. Thai was looking really vulnerable there. Numlock 1v1. Numlock put like a carpet of stickies down. Thai, he just couldn't hit a pipe on him.
Well, very, very good play there. And Thai's really one-man team here, trying to defend this point till he gets some help from his heavies. And Gear is stuck behind as well.
Well,
Gear could flank. Thai fantastic. Getting two. Very, very nice. Orna MVP's the only one to go down. And Thai. TCM virtually decimated here. They have been. Numlock has just spawned. Is he going to get some sticky kills here? No, they've been spotted. Not a great trap there. Up, fairly obvious on the roof. Oh. But he does get Gear. And Bash is going to push forward. Both scouts on that point. Laughter exchanged and smiles exchanged on the comms between the two teams. But TLR pushing straight back, and 24 minutes in, compared to the other maps, we would have seen one, if not two, rounds scored by now. So much more back and forth at the moment. No team particularly dominating. And Flix has Uber. Bite nowhere near on 20%. So if TLR can push now, they stand a really good chance of doing some significant damage. They're pushing on the left-hand side, if you look from their perspective. Going to try and flank, and TCM sitting up top. They've got the high advantage. Uber's triggered. TLR really need to go aggressive now. Soldier needs to be careful. Yeah, MVP falling onto some nicely laid stickies from Numlocked. And now TLR are going to try and get onto that cap if they can. Coins goes down in return. Haunter's sitting up top with that heavy gun, trying to do damage. Bit of a nightmare, really, because they can't get to him easily, TLR. So Gear going down too means TLR are probably going to have to reconsider if they push or not. Thai falling back here. Yeah, they're going to fall back. And there's one scout that's trapped here. Bash should go down. Does go down. So two down, and it's a long respawn. 18 seconds for him. So TLR going to fall back.
Bite Uber's very early. I'm not sure why. Did Thai have some stickies?
There were stickies, but Thai was very, very delayed in detonating them anyway. So it wouldn't have really mattered. Probably could have sneaked through. Either way, Skinny goes down, Gear goes down, but TCM are going to get his cap. But TLR are going to push in. Uber's triggered. Can't block the cap, but they could go for the medic. And now MVP going to try and get that kill. He has been juggled. Unfortunate, really, because he got blasted in the point where he couldn't get Ubered. And Haunter really dominating here. Gets Thai as well, who'd gone aggressive on him. And White stays alive.
It's interesting to see TCM for heavy permanently. I thought that they were just using it for the last point, but they are running with it on the whole map. And by the looks of things, TLR just don't know how to deal with it. Every time MVP's been with the medic and Flix has had Uber, MVP's just ended up dying to the heavy once the Uber's out. And that's key for them, because MVP's their caller, and it's much more difficult to call when you've just died, you know, and you're kind of thinking about why you died and that kind of thing, rather than focusing on the flow of the game, as it were.
Well, he's been buffed, and the TLR response has just been to try and jump at him. But with that heavy gun, he's very, very hard. Either way, TCM coming in from up top. They've gone through water. Interesting strat that we often see from them. Get a heavy onto that point, can be very, very lethal. And they haven't surfaced yet, but they TLR know they're there.
Got the Uber now.
Now the Uber comes, and TLR have got the Uber. Gear goes down. Haunter reigning nicely, gets three frags. He's very, very dominant on this middle point, but he is going to get the Uber lost earlier. So TLR need to take him down. He's not down
Haunter.
Yet.
Wow.
Haunter, nice dodging in some parts, and TCM are going to get that cap. But that was purely that round there. Haunter at the end saved TCM just by causing a big enough distraction that four TCM players could get on that cap, all down TLR. And the first round
Haunter's
after
actually
9 minutes. Is TCM's. Sorry,
John. Haunter's actually top fragging now, which is something that you very, very rarely see from a heavy. He really is playing incredibly well.
Drawing with Thigh on 11 frags, but yeah, as Dunk says, very, very rare to see that from Heavy. Now we see Bash ripping out the Heavy. If you can't understand it, if you don't know what's doing it, then join them. So now we see a much more even battle at middle. Yeah, Haunter's very slowly pushing forward. Numlocked and Coy's down, as Dunk says, and really Haunter's the only one there who can do some major damage. Skinny trying to cause some pressure on the flank, as is Xerox, but Xerox gets picked off, and TCM are just going to be content to get this cap. Although TLR are going to push in. No stickies there, because Numlocked is down, and now they force the Uber. It's anyone's game at the moment, and Haunter's going to try and set up shop and just blast Thigh away from his medic, who's going to get picked off by his scouts. Nice coordination there from Haunter and Numlocked. Really good play. And now TCM can start to edge around this corner, TLR wisely falling back to their lobby. And TCM easily going to fall around. Numlocked jumping in. Perhaps TCM going to try and go up top. Numlocked certainly is, but TLR are aware of that, and Bash has gone up top. Vikram picks off Numlocked, and Xerox and Skinny going to try and sneakily cap this. But nice work from Bash. He gets a couple of frags and horses alone.
Weak. Very weak. Nice.
Bite goes Bash down. Bash really showing the use of the Natasha there. Perhaps slightly controversial. Haunter sneaking behind here. He's eating a sandwich. If TLR push in, here we go. Haunter's going to jump from behind, surely, any second now. Here he goes. Oh, no, he's running behind. Didn't quite know where TLR had gone, and that was a complete waste there. No, unfortunately there. Wasn't aware that TLR had run straight past him, and he turned around the wrong way. Skinny or Xerox, one of the scouts at least, underneath the point, trying to do some damage, and does force the Uber with a combination of pipes. There's a backup
going on. Yep.
But middle, well, good play from Viquin there. Cleans up Xerox and gives his team peace of mind when they cut that middle.
Numlock just got a flick score.
Flicks is down, yeah. And TCM should recap this straight away if they've got any scouts to hand. They're trying to put some pressure on at the moment up front. Numlock going down to Bash. Bash going down to Haunter. So Heavy's really intrinsic to the gameplay at the moment. TCM finally get the cap. Thigh trying to put some pressure on the left-hand side. And TCM just heal up. Bites almost on Uber. Flicks, because he went down, as Dunk said, is massively behind, only on 20%. And Bite will probably know that. Here we go. Haunter revving up, jumping around that corner. Flicks has set a couple of stickies up. Can't quite see where they are, but he's put them in an interesting position. I saw he was trying to be very deceptive about it. But TCM coming round. Haunter again going up to the top, trying to get that height advantage, which is so key. Now Bash is going to show the use of that Natasha. Flicks taking quite a lot of spam, but he is going to get Uber shortly. Bite jumped, but no one's jumping with him. And the Uber's used, but pretty ineffectively, to be honest. TCM will get the cap, but they might rue having used that Uber so quickly. TLR could potentially hold quite aggressively in this base if they wanted to. They have the Uber, but as with Badlands, it looks like they're going to sit back and hold this point and allow TCM to regroup. Bite charging very quickly there. I wonder if he's using a different weapon. No, he's not. He's still on a regular Uber charge, just doing a good job of healing up and getting near that Uber. Admirable. TLR on the back foot. They have got a spy just before I hand over to you. But what do they need to do? They've switched to Heavy to try and counter it, and Bash is now top fragging for their team. But is that the solution, would you say?
I think they need to get another scout in play there. Like, TCM only play one sorter. It gives them a lot more width in the field. The scouts could run around while the Heavy's distracting everyone else. But TLR just don't have that with the one scout and two sorters. It's Indeed. Not going to work for them, I don't think.
Gear's getting some pressure put on him here by a scout. He's quite low. If he goes down, big kill for TCM. It doesn't, though. And TCM now with a sniper. Viquin, I'm asking where he's spying. Let's go and try and find him. Where is he? He's been spotted. The scouts, well, he's dodging nicely, but they are aware of him. And he's just going to fall back and change class, I would imagine. It's not worth dying. So the TLR defense is set up, I would imagine. Viquin, when he's picking sniper, TCM again going through water. Xerox hasn't got hasn't got a pick yet, but Viquin has, showing him how it's done. Coins goes down. Now TCM know, TLR know that they're going to come from behind. Flicks counter Ubering, and we've got heavies and medics on that point. Skinny getting Viquin in return. Haunter now trying to re-establish himself up top, but he's not going to be able to. Bash coming around from behind, gets the shot. But Numlock has come through water. Nice play from him. Gets two frags, getting some backup from Skinny, who snipes gear off the point. Numlock, though, really, really nice play from him. Exactly what you need from your demo man to turn that map around. and give you that confidence in the second round. So 2-0 to TCM Gaming, 16 minutes, 20 seconds left as we head towards this middle. And for those of you who are joining us, we are on our third map here after TLR, unexpectedly for some, won Badlands, got pretty much thrashed on Granary, and now are trying to get back from a 2-0 deficit on middle on Gullywash. Fightquin gets the first frag of the round. Coins goes down. Bash down in return, and Haunter again setting up with that heavy gun revving. Number goes in down. Aggressive. Nice play. Gets
Flicks is alive and bites down there. Oh, but Skinny's on one. Flicks.
Skinny going for Flicks. Can he get him?
Oh, well played. No.
Good play from
just,
Gear.
Just a heavy alive now. Where's he going to... he's going to try and ninja something.
I imagine he's munching on a sandwich somewhere. Yeah, sandwich is out. There he goes. Eats it. And he's going to come in. He's been spotted, though, and he's not got a chance, really. Using the splash damage of the soldier gear takes Haunter out, no problem. So Bite, yes, as we say, went down there, so doesn't have the Uber to hand. He's charging reasonably quickly, but if TLR want to, they could push straight in. He's holding this inner lobby. Now we see a soldier for TLR going up top, doing a bit of damage. But TLR content with this kind of slow cap, not really pushing in. Bash just setting himself up at the door. Is he going to push in? Yeah, they will start to move in slowly now. They need to be careful that they don't waste too much time. Bites on 75% Uber. But TLR going to push in now, surely. Just checking for stickies.
Oh, it's
good move.
Too heavy.
Two heavies coming out from TCM, Xerox and Haunter. And this could make life difficult for TLR. That said, Marco, MVP, gets the first heavy. Now TCM counter Ubers because TLR took quite a long time to get in. They might come to regret that. And Bite stays alive comfortably. Flicks on 30% and Bite's got no one to heal.
Gear's behind them on the point.
Is he? Right.
Might
now he comes in. Is he going to get Bite? Doesn't quite manage to get...
Oh, yes, he does.
Bite being a bit aggressive there, throwing caution to the wind and trying to get Gear. But Gear comes back and gets him. There's another soldier in the water, MVP. It's still Gear. Amazing play that he was still alive. Now Bash needs to be careful. He's being run around him by the scout. And TCM survive another day on this last point. Scouts coming in up top, doesn't manage to do anything significant. And now TCM can really look to push. Flicks have spawned, Gear spawned, Bash spawned. But the players up on the front line for them are quite low. Hold good positions height-wise, thighs up top. And they should get healed now. But it's given TCM the chance to push up. Uber's actually still fairly close, only about 15% in it. But TCM will be able to defend this point so long as we don't see any crazy sort of spy or sniper or something from TLR. But they are playing regular classes at the moment, aside from Bash as heavy. Admirable, you're following TLR. That last push was close. Gear did some good work, but it wasn't enough. What do they need to do this time?
I really don't know. I can't play TF2, just ask Dunk.
Oh,
nice
admirable.
Good effort, mate.
I'm sensing some depression here.
I don't know, man. They need to kill stuff and win. Generally works.
Here they go. They get one frag. That's a good start from the admirable philosophy of kill stuff and then win. We've got coins coming in aggressive. Viking goes down there in return. As does Gear. As does the eye. Numlot's getting behind them. Xerox as well. And that's a really crucial play. Now TCM Bite pushing out through the left-hand lobby. There's a couple of players at top here who are going to get flanked here. Now comes Coins behind. He's got a heavy up against him using the wall well. Gets Flicks. Is he going to get a clean one? Equalizer comes out. Doesn't manage to get Bash. Bash aware of that. And now Numlot comes in.
Oh,
one
Haunter.
Sticky.
How did you fail that?
Oh, dear. What did Haunter do? Did Haunter try and equalize as well?
I don't know. No. Haunter was playing heavy and Bash was on about half health. Haunter was on full. And I think Haunter stopped spinning or something for some reason.
Oh,
and Bash managed to kill him.
Blame the mouse, maybe. Well, TLR are very low. Gear's getting heals now, finally. And now they can look to defend this middle. Bite's going to get Uber, though. Big Uber advantage over Flicks, who's just hit 30% whilst Bite has Uber. 2-0 left, 11 minutes 50, as TCM Uber in on this middle point of Gullywash, the third map decider. Gear goes down as Numlot goes aggressive onto that point. We've got Bash sitting quite far forward, trying to do some damage, but Haunter on the flank, providing some covering fire for his teammates as they get on that cap point. Scout underneath, who might come and flank if he can, put some pressure on. He'll be one to watch. Skinny coming in behind.
Oh,
here he goes.
Got a kill on Bite there.
But Thigh, two kills on Coins and Bite. And now comes in the scout onto Haunter, who goes down. Skinny comes in again. He was the one who was flanking. Gets a kill on Bash, but it's not going to be enough. And Numlock, the only one alive, unless he can do something at Choke, where he's trapped with stickies, he's going to go down. He's getting flanked. TLR scout is coming around behind, and TCM is Numlock is getting sandwiched.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
God.
He did not just do that.
TLR,
three frags. Well...
The scouts
core.
Came from Bind, so they pushed Numlock out, but the TLR's heavies were just... I don't even know what they were doing. They were just standing around the corner, like, having
indecision.
A cup of coffee or something.
I think they were thinking of just pushing the other way and just flanking Numlocked and just avoiding that, but then they got caught off guard, and that was very, very clever play from Numlocked. And now TCM straight back in on this middle.
As much as Numlock all there, I think you've kind of got to give the credit to TLR being up. At that point, I really have no idea what they were thinking.
And now Haunter revving up around Choke. He's got to be careful. He almost went down there. Some good coordinated spam from TLR.
They've
evened
quite early.
In comes
Numlock's going aggressive.
Yep, here he goes, flying up onto that top area. A good save from Bite there. And Haunter coming in with two frags. Important kills there that forced TLR back. Thai is dropped right the way back, and they are going to fall onto last. Bash staying alive as well. And so now TCM looking to go 3-0 up with exactly 10 minutes left. Bite on 25% Uber, Flicks on 90. So TCM will be able to have to wait before they can push, whilst TLR fairly confident in defending this. But TLR haven't been able to defend particularly effectively these last two rounds. TCM, again, consistently pushing down the left-hand side and getting into water and really stretching out the attention of TLR, having to look forward and behind. Regular class is no sniper that we saw last round from TCM. They're just going to wait. Bite's almost got Uber. And then we should see some action. I'd imagine they'll push down the left-hand side, but no, they've decided to change it up. They're pushing aggressively in. Marco goes down. Flicks couldn't quite reach him. Flicks, however, has saved the Uber very, very nicely from a long way off, and Haunter should go down here. He does go down, and that's important for TCM.
Xerox and Crimes really are both going behind here.
Oh, right. Well, they've got a second heavy on the point. Viquin, is he going to notice Xerox?
Yeah,
well,
both Xerox and Crimes down, but the heavy don't.
Gear covers. So TLR survive again. Four down, make that five down
really
for
TCM. Really.
And this is where having two heavies will come back to haunt you in terms of just getting that speed and the double power on the cap. And TCM should have a chance to try and defend this, I would imagine. Although having said that, because Haunters are heavy as well, they're not going to get the speed they need to get near that cap. And TCM will have to be content with sitting on middle as TLR nicely pushed back. There is, of course, enough time if they were to get this round. 8 minutes is loads of time to get two rounds if they were to win this and bring it back to even. And now they need to really do something quick here. They've got a slight Uber advantage. Here goes Thai. Uber comes in, but TCM already sitting very, very far back makes Thai's life very difficult. Haunter setting up. Xerox gets a kill on Viquan as Gear clears him up eventually. And now Skinny getting a pick on MVP. That's important. Can Skinny get another one? Another sniper as Bite counter Ubers. No, he can't, as all of TLR have fallen out pretty much. Although I think he just got a headshot on Gear. Close range. Nice. I'll have to check the demo for that. And now TCM can really push. Definitely. They have a big... player advantage and psychological advantage in that nothing TLR seems to be doing is working. Thai going down there, nice
and
pick from Skinny.
As well.
And Flicks. Skinny again doing pretty nicely this game, as is Xerox. Xerox playing very well in terms of just flanking and causing problems. Numlock decided to push ahead there, did get MVP, but gets shut down by Gear, who's in lobby. Can Gear get Bites? He's running rings around Haunter. But he doesn't in the end. Bite very, very low and makes use of Haunter Sandwich. Now TLR have to try something to defend this. But Bite is on at 90% Uber, and so you would imagine with a good push, could go to 3-0. That said, didn't happen last time. Bash down, really important. Bash, who was playing heavy, is down. If there's a flank through water, TLR are completely open, and Haunter comes in now, pushing through with that heavy. Doesn't actually kill anything, but there's the flank. Xerox on the point, gets shut down though, and Haunter needs to be careful he doesn't get trapped here. He loses his medic, but it's enough as of a distraction for Numlock to come in and pick up two frags, and it's 3-0 to TCM. That sniper pick on the Bash heavy situation was absolutely invaluable dunk, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that tactic of Ubering the heavy in, although something that's not seen very often, it's particularly effective on this map, because what they're doing is they're putting the heavy in. The heavy's taking the full Uber, so he's got a full like 8 seconds. And then you've got Numlock, Xerox, Coins all going behind. So as soon as that Uber's out, Hornet's obviously put everyone weak and forced a lot of multi-Uber. And then, yeah, you've got Xerox, Coins and Num coming in behind. It's a pretty unstoppable combination.
Indeed.
On last.
Well, Gear has gone absolutely huge on middle and took out two very, very important players, Haunter and Bite solo. So great job from him. It means now that TLR will just get this cap and Flix is on 90% Uber with only one player down from that entire mid push. So very, very good for them to push. I've just noticed Coins is equalising behind on that ramp. If he can come round, I don't know if he's been spotted. He hasn't spotted yet. If you flick to Coins, you could... something quite interesting at the moment, because the medic is hanging around there. Coins hasn't been spotted.
Hello, Scout.
There we go. Hello, Bash. Unfortunate for Coins. It doesn't quite come to fruition, and he's down. Skinny sniping from the lobby.
TLR have Ubered quite early there, I think, because the sniper.
Yeah, they were worried
down
that
again,
they'd
which
get
is important
pick.
Kill.
Haunter and Skinny down.
Bite still hasn't got Uber yet, 75%. He's done well to stay alive there. That's really important.
Well, TLR are going to push on regardless. There's a lot of spam coming in from Numlocked and Coins, but it's not going to be Bite's enough to kill anything.
This.
Oh,
yep.
Wait, MVP does go down. So Coins goes down, but his medic Ubers, which is going to buy him some time to respawn. Haunter's respawn as well.
Haunter's
Skinny
spawned,
down and
he's
Gear
now got
down.
450, so.
Yeah, second heavy emerges for TCM. And one lonely scout trying to put some damage on. Important kill there that I didn't spot was Thigh going down to Haunter, which is going to slow down TLR's push. Viquan, though, getting numlocked. Aggressive play from him. Again, just being aggressive where you wouldn't even expect a player to be aggressive, really. And it pays off. Though that said, TLR 3 down. Flix very slightly ahead with Uber. And they're just sitting outside. Spat caps coming in. Skinny buffed. Going to try and just slow down the advances of the enemy. Which, of course, is important when there's only 4 minutes left in play. He does go down. 3 kills, though, down there. Xerox, Coins and Skinny. All players who've been holding a bit more aggressively. Numlock stickies don't work. Wait, they do. Initial blast didn't get Thigh, but then they did. And now Flix Uber's in with MVP. Bite doesn't quite have it.
90,
doesn't have it.
90,
is he going to stay alive? He will.
Yeah, he's got it.
Nice work from him, although there's a spy coming in.
Oh, he's
still going.
Could
a spy upset the balance?
Okay.
He did get an Uber saw hit off that spy, so unfortunately, actually, Bash being a bit of a detrimental player for his team there gave Bite Uber that half a second earlier. And now TCM can push in. I'm not aware of a player up top. Who gets shut down by Coins. And now TCM are going to recap, no problem. And you'd have to say, with 3 minutes left, 3-0 down, it's pretty much game, set, match now, isn't it?
That is. Good game, I think.
I imagine we'll play out. Numlocked is getting his bottle out. Doesn't work. MVP shows how it's done with melee weapon. And Smiley's come out from MVP. He said he was going to do that this game. He said to watch out for him. Backcap here coming in from a scout. But that scout is massively over underrepresented from his team. So Viquan down. And TLR, well, a bit over, all over the place now, really. They've got flanks coming in from TCM scouts. And they're just going to have to fall back in the face of Haunter's minigun. Sticky's coming in. And nice Uber there from Bite. Saw that coming. And Thigh and Gear down. Skinny getting that second frag on Gear. And I'm not going aggressive. Can he get Flix? Yes, he can. Nice pipe aim from him, and TCM absolutely dominating. Viquan, the only one left. 6 down, ace, all for just the small price to pay of Coins going down. The Portuguese nuclear power
in a much more confident game. And looking in there, you could tell the TLR aren't focused anymore because they let TCM just like Uber onto them. Literally onto them when they were so close. And that's a horrible way of playing TF2. You can't let an opponent come on you that quickly. And Bite was just jumping around CPT there, saving all of his players on an individual basis without taking any damage.
Just noticed
so,
that
I think TLR have given
it's
up.
Massively high up in the map, if you hadn't noticed. Haunter takes him down eventually as Bite gets a needle kill. GG's already been called by MVP, so we know which way this game is going to go. It has been entertaining, though, and TCM still pushing regardless. Skinny gets taken down. Haunter advancing as well. He should get taken down. He does. Good work from MVP. And now they might push. There's enough time to get one round back, sort of just to make themselves feel a little better, to know that they can do it. And MVP's going aggressive on Numlock to get Zubat. And that Uber is just going to delay things significantly if both Bite and Numlock can get out alive. Numlock cleaning up gear, important frag. And they have coins up top as well, who can flank now if needed. Bite goes down. Numlock's trying to get Flicks to Uber. Gets one kill on him. One pipe, and Flicks very, very low. Does save his player. And Numlock goes down, but it's really... I think, as we've been saying, although Batcap coming in, Haunter managed to go through water, as did Coins, and that is going to be the crucial decider. 4-0, 40 seconds left.
Bite had 110 points there, which I think basically sums that up. Having the heavy made Bite very, very difficult to kill, and that's reflected in his points. He's done a lot of healing, and he hasn't died a lot, and that's very different to what happened on Badlands, where Thigh was going aggressive and killing him an awful lot.
Indeed. Well, please don't go anywhere. We are going to get players on from both teams to do interviews. So it would be lovely for you to stay if possible. It has been a long game, but I hope you've enjoyed it. My thanks, of course, to Duncan and Rubble. Before the players join, man of the maps. Start with you, Anrable, the quiet man in the corner.
For this map?
For this map. But we can do overall match if you want.
No, sorry. Definitely Haunter. Like, I've thought for a long time, he's one of the best players that still plays heavy regularly in the game. And just not even his aim, just his positioning and his awareness. Like, how the team play off him, it's amazing. And just, like, you can't play against it. It's so hard. What can you do?
Indeed. Once he gets set up in that position, guns revving and everything, then it is very, very hard to sort of stop that. You really need to get your coordination working and focus your team's fire if you want to stand any chance. And he has to go down quickly or else, it's too late. So MVP will be joining in a second as captain of TLR to give us his thoughts on the game. There he is. I'll just unmute him now. And if everyone for the interviews needs to move back into the main channel, just so that we can... You can hear us. Bite has joined as well. Welcome to him. Congratulations.
Cheers. Thank you.
And you are, of course, winners of the Aces Battle of Britain. If you follow your history, then it would, of course, be the result you'd expected to see. Germans, unfortunately, didn't triumph there. But Thai and Bash joining as well, so I'll just quickly unmute them before we talk about... the first map, which was, of course, Badlands. If I can just find that. It's proving a little difficult. There we go. Welcome, guys. Thank you very, very much for joining Thai, MVP, and Bash. First of all, commiserations. That was a really good game. Many people didn't expect it to go to a third map. They didn't think you guys would be capable of that. But Badlands was a big surprise. Had you done a lot of prep for Badlands?
We sort of did, sort of didn't.
Not you. I'm talking to the German.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not really. Just regular gaming.
Yeah. Had you? So, because we were talking a bit, and one of the things Dunk praised you for is your homework. You tend to do your homework, apparently. So we wondered if that had been the reason. But it seemed you just started very, very strongly out of the blocks. And that must have given you a lot of confidence, surely, as you started to rack up the rounds.
No, maybe too much.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, well, I know we were pretty strong on, especially Grandlands on both maps. To be honest, I expected it the other way around. So we're going to win Granary and maybe lose Badlands. So playing Badlands first map and win it was like, oh my god, what the fuck? Maybe we can win it, and so maybe we're a bit too confident, you know. I'm watching a lot of TVs, so I have a clue about how TCM in general is playing. So our tactics are based on countering these, so and I think it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I would say, a victory is a victory, and so clearly you were doing something right. You must have felt a bit despondent, though, to be taken down a peg so quickly on Granary, though. What was the atmosphere on comms like after the first sort of 10, 15 minutes where it's clear that TCM were playing and just getting things were going their way, especially on middle?
It was pretty calm, pretty cool. Only person screaming like a girl was Vicoon.
Sure.
because
does that anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he was, I guess he was pretty unlucky facing both skulls and facing Xerox and Skinny at once, like, guaranteed death. So he wasn't very happy. But overall, our occasion was pretty good, and well, I'm not unhappy with our general play. At Granary 4, we had some really, really unlucky situations where it just died or lost players, which was totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
So that's why it didn't cap more.
Definitely. Well, over to TCM. I know we've got Skinny and Bite at least. You can talk now, Bite. thank you for joining us. Congratulations. And anyway, Badlands must have been a bit of a shock to the system, would you say? Or were you expecting TLR to be strong on it?
I'm sure Skinny will say this. No, we were expecting TLR to be very strong on it. We haven't been practicing as much lately, literally. So we knew that it wasn't going to be a walk in the park at all. We sort of did our homework just like an hour before to see what TLR would do, but obviously it wasn't enough, not enough effort. So hence we lost the map quite convincingly as well. So well played to TLR there, to be honest. It's like it's obvious they did their homework with our strats.
Indeed. And one of the things Dunk was praising you guys for was your sort of mental fortitude to turn that around straight away on Granary. Do you feel more confident on Granary? What is it about that map that seems to work for you? Maybe directed at Skinny, if he's around. Clearly no. Back to Bites. Back to you.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
No, on Granary, we knew that they'd been watching us. As MVP said, as Marco said, you know, they'd be watching our strats, so...
No.
Shut up, Vikram. So, we had to come up with something different, sort of on Granary, and Horta came up with some strats called, you know, as he always does at the beginning of the round, tell us what to do. And yeah, this obviously worked, because we won middle, I think, most of the time, so... we were confident. We weren't, like, just because we lost Badlands, we weren't like sort of underconfident, if you know what I mean. Like, sure, we'd just been beaten quite badly actually on Badlands, but I was expecting it for sure, that we were going to get come close at least to be being beaten, or in this case we got beat properly. So we weren't too gutted, and we just all said to ourselves, just focus like to how we normally play and how we normally can play, and yeah, that's what we did.
Indeed, well, congratulations. And then Gullywash became a bit of a formality towards the end as time went on, and it was fairly clear you guys were doing the right pushes. I mean, one of the things that was fairly obvious was that you were always going to go through water, and TLR guys, you did whip out the heavy, but it didn't seem to work to counter it.
Nope.
Was that just kind of frustrating that you didn't feel there was anything really you could do to stop it? Because on Badlands, your defense with two heavies is absolutely rock solid.
Well, we tried all.
Sorry, it wasn't a brilliant question, but yeah.
Yeah, well, MVP confused Natasha and Sasha all the time. So he called Hunter and Natasha heavy while he was Sasha. I know.
Who calls the standard heavy gun Sasha, you massive nerd?
Nobody, but he says Natasha all the time, so it's kind of confusing.
Good job,
yeah,
Michael.
I like said it once, man.
No, you said it multiple times. But still, you got Bash. I think you got Bash confused.
What? No, I told Bash to use the Natasha. But whatever, it's not their problem. Haunter was the key on the map, and
totally
ripped us, man. We had no fucking chance, no clue how to counter it, and tried to run a two-soldier, one-heavy tactic. Did work out. Honestly, perfect play, man. As left, don't have a clue how to counter it.
Yeah, I think the problem with putting Bash as the heavy there was that Hunter had 450 constantly and Bash had 300 plus his little sandwich. And I mean, every time as well, the TCM scouts were jumping straight onto Bash when he was playing heavy, especially at CP3 when he was at long, as it were, and he was alone there with his sandwich. The scouts were jumping on him. Hunter was spamming him from a distance. He had no chance, really.
Yeah, when you focus on the heavy, Serex pops around and you're done.
I'm surprised you didn't try and roll the sniper, to be honest, because I thought you might have put Vikan as sniper. I know he's not very good and he's like Division 4, but he could probably hit a heavy one still.
Yeah, you could hit the biggest character in the game.
Well, maybe. You've obviously never seen him snipe if you think it's a given, though.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that should probably conclude it. We've gone through all the maps, we've asked some decent questions, I would hope. So thank you very much, guys, for joining me. Congratulations to TCM and commiserations to TLR, but again proving that they are not a side to underestimate, getting through to the finals, beating Dignitas, of course. And so the overall score, 2-1 over a best of three maps there for TCM Gaming, who win a nice £500 prize from the ESH Cups. Keep your eyes tuned for those cups. Obviously great to support TF2 if you can. So this has been ETF2L Radio. My thanks, of course, to Admirable, who I don't even know if he's here anymore. and Dunk, of course, lovely to have you on the show, and I hope you've enjoyed it. As ever, give feedback, and we have been recording this, so we'll get that up as soon as possible. Thank you very much, and good night.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks.
Cheers, Dave.
And Admiral.
Bye.